participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
See if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly
people. Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Can't stop the run.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Name one person who doesn't have food poisoning today.
There he is.
He's damn proud.
He's the winner.
Whoa.
Hold on, I just shut the door on Rob.
Rob, come on back in. Rob. Come back in. Rob, I know, we're going to let you in a sec. I can't seem to get the door to work.
Let me unlock it.
Hold on a second.
What is this on, like a 40-second cart?
Let me open this up here.
One sound of the door opening is on the 40-second cart.
Okay, here we go, I got it.
Ah, better. Ah, nice to be included. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Wiggins and all the ships at sea. Hey, New York City loves them because they've each got a great ass! Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody, to the Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Wednesday. October 24th.
Yep.
Coming to you today from the greatest city in the world, New York. And, the phones, all phones are up and operational.
Lower activate.
The national lines are, in fact, working. 877-365-3636. From New York, call 877-692-1027. Okay? National number, 877-365-3636. New York, 877-692-1027. We got guys outside ready to do their thing. Tell you about that in just a moment. The big Halloween show. Got to tell you why it's almost not happening, but it's happening. But I'll tell you what almost happened.
Amen, brother.
Listen, tonight, Wednesday night, it's bowling night. Come see the Don and Mike Gutter Balls, the world's worst bowling team, as we take on the Job Squad.
Yes.
Tonight we'll be bowling at the Jersey Lanes in Linden, New Jersey.
And may I thank my wife for overnighting my bowling shirt to New York City? I know you guys thought I was trying to leave it at home.
Your jersey, as you called it earlier.
My jersey was overnighted to me. And she's a can-do woman, and she got that up to me overnight, and I'm very happy about it.
Jersey
that.
Lanes is located at 30 Park Avenue, and we will start bowling tonight at 8 o'clock.
And it's no worse for the trip. It looks great.
So we will see ye there.
We're going to win tonight.
No, we're not. We're going to lose.
You're right.
This I got from, I got a whole bunch of stuff to tell you about what happened last night and, the thing with the contest. But I stole this today from the garbage chute room in my apartment. I don't know what people are doing with the garbage. You know, you got the thing here where you bring your garbage in and you got to recycle your newspapers and your plastic bottles and stuff.
Right.
And then there's a chute that you open up and you just put all the rest of the garbage down the chute.
It's like where Jack Nicholson put the dog.
Correct, in the right. In the movie with Greg Kinnear.
Right.
So I go by, and this sign is on the trash door today. This compactor chute is to be used for kitchen refuse only. Please do not throw. And I've got to think that some of these items they found.
Yeah.
Newspapers,
mm-hmm.
magazines,
right.
Boxes,
okay.
Cardboard, hangers, paint cans, weights, bowling balls, furniture.
You're kidding. Bowling balls is on there?
Cool. Down this chute.
Bowling balls.
Bowling balls.
My God, that caused a lot of damage.
Okay. So you got, please do not throw newspapers, magazines, boxes, cardboard, hangers,
right.
weights, paint cans, bowling balls, furniture down this chute. There are operators at the end of these chutes handling the trash compactors that could get injured.
Wow. Why am I thinking that the weights and the bowling ball would be a late night prank?
I don't listen, and I think most people in the building know that we have a bowling team, so I just wanted to announce to my neighbors I'm not throwing my bowling ball down the trash chute.
You use your bowling ball. You would not want to ruin it by throwing it down a trash chute.
It's funny though.
If someone on our team throws
what? Hold on, what, Robbie?
If someone on our bowling team tried to do that, they'd probably miss.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyway,
we'd fall into the gutter.
I thought that was moderately funny. On the Leah Remini front, yes. Do let me read you the instant message thing that I got from her on the pager here. Okay, mm-hmm. Let me see. I just got this. Don, I am so sorry. I forgot about the show because Nicole and Angelo put together a spa day for me. I feel horrible. Forgive me.
Me.
Baby.
Me. Ah, that's nice.
Of course. Of course, we'll forgive.
Well, you know, we could use, you could probably use an email from Nicole.
Leah. Leah Remini. Oh, yeah, her sister Nicole.
What do you want? What do you want now?
Listen, but we're just going to wait for TV star Leah Remini to call us, and I hope she does call. But I hope she doesn't call in the middle of the contest, because Jesus Christ, I got to tell you, the S storm that happened yesterday. This is a little insight now into behind the scenes when you work for a great company like CBS.
It's kind of their standard operating procedure, isn't it, the way this happened?
Mm-hmm. CBS, with the emphasis on BS.
Yeah.
It's almost time, kids.
It's almost time, kids.
The clock is ticking.
Right.
Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9.
There we go.
Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
It's almost time. You know, I hate to be a stuffed shirt here, but are we sure the national lines are working? Either that or no one's listening.
And can I interrupt you for just a second before you start talking about what happened?
There ain't one phone ringing.
You drinking that new lemony Diet Coke stuff?
Yeah.
I saw the lemon on your can there. That's a brand new product, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
How do you like it?
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Thank you.
So listen, here's what happens. This is typical with CBS. BS. Uh-huh. CBS. I don't know how long we've been talking about this contest. Oh, hold on. There you go. Thank you. Someone did turn the national phones on.
Very good.
See, they were not turned on. Knew it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
See, I knew it. Someone just didn't turn the phones on. Now they're turned on. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is just
I'm just letting you know that your phones are working.
Yeah, see, someone didn't have them turned on because they're always ringing all the time. I see the New York lines are ringing.
Where are you calling from, darling?
270 in Maryland near Gaithersburg.
Beautiful. Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. See, you have a great day.
Thank you. We will. Now, see, the New York lines, they've been ringing already. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh. Maybe somebody just hung up, though. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Did you guys see the David Letterman show last night?
It was a rerun.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it was a rerun that they had just run like a week ago.
I hate it when they do that.
I mean, it was a real fast rerun.
Because I always used to judge reruns of late night television shows based on the content. So if you see the monologue and he's referring to something right off the bat that happened months ago, mm-hmm. you could track with it. If they do it from a couple of nights ago, you still think it's fresh if you haven't seen it, and then you feel ripped off when you know it's a rerun.
All I know is when Buzz and Lisa left the apartment, when they went staggering out of my apartment last night.
Well, hell, right. one stagger. Lisa was drinking?
I turned on the Letterman show and saw it was a repeat, and I just turned it right away. Anyway, what about it?
Well, that's it. Just threw me for a loop. He was talking about the Yankees and Oakland battling it out, and I'm thinking, you know, and then they had the current guest of Bruce Willis on there, and everything seemed current, talking about Bin Laden, but...
No, it was a repeat. It was on just last week. Thank you.
So it kind of threw you for a loop when he was talking about the Yankees-Oakland series.
Yes.
That would be what happens when you see a rerun.
Right.
Yeah, that's over.
Gotcha.
That's why he was gone. Hey, what's with Letterman?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Duh.
D&M.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. Hey, I'm a Maryland guy on my way up to New York right now.
Okay, great.
You're
not coming for the contest, are you?
No.
Because you never make it in time.
I know, I'm a limo driver.
All right, well, thanks.
All right, man.
Thanks for checking in.
All right.
See, all the lines are operating. New York lines operating, national lines operating. Thank you. Now, I'll tell you why things are so screwed up. We've been talking about the pumpkin contest, which we now have to refer to incidentally as pumpkin love. Okay. We can no longer use the clever way of changing the letters of words around.
We worked so hard on that yesterday. Nobody messed up. Do you realize that? We did a whole show yesterday with that word position, and nobody screwed up.
Hold on, excuse me. Frank. Frank in New Jersey. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. It's Frank in Jersey.
Hi, Frank.
How you doing? You guys forgot to mention Buzz once again.
Thank you, Frank. Buzz, thanks you.
Thank
of course.
You. Thank
He's
you,
a
Frank.
Fan favorite.
There he is. Fan favorite, Buzz Burbank. Thank you, Frank. You're right. I forgot to introduce him.
Thanks, Frank.
Yeah, I know he'd be pissed about that.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be pissed about that, but not as pissed as he was last night. When Buzz drinks, boy, does he love to fight.
Oh, he is. Yeah. He's horrible.
I mean, just last night, Buzz and I coming to blows many times at dinner.
I'm most belligerent drunk I've ever seen. Sorry about the damage at the restaurant.
Yeah, Buzz was crazy drunk. Last night.
He gets just out of hand.
Crazy drunk last night. So anyway, yesterday after, we've been talking about doing this pumpkin contest for 2 weeks. We've been setting it up for 2 weeks.
Right.
We finally did the soliciting, but it has been an idea that's been out there for 2 weeks.
Yeah, maybe longer. You might have talked about this earlier than that.
I even have had the discussions with the proper management people to tell them what the contest would entail. Yesterday, 5 o'clock, right at the close of the business day, phone rings. I go, hello. They go, hi. Hey, guess what? It's the, the ape was calling, the great ape house. Burrell calls up and he says, I just got off the phone with Lerman. He's the corporate attorney for CBS Radio.
Who ought to have really his own musical stager. Yeah. I really think
you know what we need that Darth Vader music. We need that dun 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 dun.
We use different things.
Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun. Lerman. Dun dun dun.
Hold on, we're not doing it together.
Dun 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 dun. That'd be perfect for him.
The bad Darth Vader music. You find it, Robbie?
I'll have it for you in a moment.
And now what's the process that you're going through to find it? You're calling Joe?
You call the lead singer of the Joe Artinger Band.
Okay. Do we have that back at
the
JFK?
It's on the round rack. Well, you can just tell him now.
Yeah, just
Joe,
tell him.
Joe, play
it.
Cartridge.
Joe, play the...
yellow cartridge. It's labeled Evil Management Music Bed.
Oh, no. I don't think that's Star Wars.
That is. That's the death of the Imperial March.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We don't use it often, do we?
No, only when we need it.
Okay.
But it's perfect for Lerman.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
I guess switching the letters around, I guess they think they're a couple of fart smellers, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, Joe, you got the music ready?
Joe Artinger.
Hello, Joe. You got it? Yellow cartridge? Hold on a second.
Not going to have it yet.
The hotline is ringing. Hello? This is the hotline.
Oh, now that's just rude.
Now, that's not nice.
No, I don't know.
Maybe that sounded like it may have come from the great ape house.
that may be someone saying, I bet the message is don't talk about the lawyer by name.
One hand was, using the phone. The other hand was grooming.
All right, well, I won't mention it by name. Listen, okay, roll it. So the lawyer, who shall remain nameless. No, you're right. You were right, Rob. It's the right music. So the lawyer, 5 o'clock yesterday, I get the call, and they say, hey, I just got off the phone with Darth Vader, the lawyer, Darth Vader.
Right.
You guys have to cancel the pumpkin contest.
Wow.
I'm like...
It's like canceling Christmas.
I was like, huh? Come again? What? You got to cancel the contest. Why?
Not good.
The lawyers don't like it. So I go right into, right into action. I hang up. I call. I call here. I call back in D.C. I've called the corporate people. I've called everybody. Takes about an hour, but we finally got it worked out.
Right.
Here's the great compromise, okay? Everybody knows what's going to happen on the show today. If you've listened for the last couple of days, you guys know what's going to happen today.
We've made it very clear.
Guys will be coming in the studio. They'll be carving their pumpkins. I've got a beautiful set of hermetically sealed steak knives.
Very nice.
For the girls, I also have 3 boxes of rubbers. So... You know what's going to happen.
Right.
The guys will come in and they will carve the hole in the pumpkin.
To their specifications.
The girls will come in and they will put the prophylactic on the pumpkin. Then each guy and girl will go into the back room for their date. What's now being referred to as their date with a pumpkin.
Pumpkin love.
Yes, and pumpkin love is okay to say.
Pumpkin love.
Then, this is where it's going to get tricky. We're going to give each person 5 minutes alone in the production room for their date. Then they're going to come in and tell us how the date went.
Ah, and really they can't use descriptive terms, and there can't be a whole lot of description. It simply has to be
Good, bad, was it a good date?
Yeah.
Successful.
Did you have a good time with your date?
Would it be possible to say, was it a satisfying date?
Yes, I believe it would be possible.
Very good.
To say that. But this is...
Our listeners are smart. They will learn our code.
This is the roadblock that CBS has set up for us. it's never easy.
No.
You know, and certainly if it was an idea that they didn't like, they could have called, you know, a week ago.
Right.
2 weeks ago. They got to wait until 5 o'clock or the day before the contest.
But the good thing is people will still be able to keep their pumpkins.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
They'll carve them.
Take them home.
They'll take them on a date and they'll love them.
In many ways, it'll be like going on a date with O.J. Because you go on the date. Well, no, actually, when you go on the date with O.J., you go on the date, then you get carved up.
Right.
And in this case, you get carved up, then you go on the date with O.J.
That's better.
I think that the girl that you thought wasn't going to come is here.
Vanessa?
Oh, that means you're going to shave.
Her name wasn't Vanessa. Her name was Chantel, actually.
Oh, that one.
You're going to shave your head in stripes?
No, but I mean, do we know for sure?
She's here. She's signing the release form right now.
Really?
Yeah. So, what was the bet?
I don't know.
Oh, no, man. Now it's going to start.
Dude, that's so messed up. I'm not feeling too perky.
I understand. I'm sorry about your food poisoning. Yeah.
Thank you.
Get well soon.
Yeah, whatever. I felt that heartfelt sincere.
Hey, nobody in this room feels for you more than I do. I mean, I can relate. You know, really. I mean.
Oh, she's pissed.
How you doing, Lisa?
I'm fine.
You feeling okay?
Not feeling too perfect.
No, she's not. It was a rough night last night.
I just like hearing Lisa on microphone. It's pretty interesting. Yeah. What's that?
They brought me some Pepto. Drinking some water and some hot chocolate. I'm going to eat some food.
Okay.
I couldn't eat this morning.
Huh.
Dude, I'm so not drunk.
A little banged up, perhaps.
No, it was the short ribs.
Right.
Short ribs did me in.
Does anybody think she still sounds drunk?
No, I'm stuffy.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. Okay.
See?
Why is she staring at me? I'm feeling real uncomfortable right now.
Well, because you had the guts to open up Pandora's box.
Okay.
Because she came in with the thing about the girl being here, and you immediately went into your defensive crouch,
right,
and you threw it back at her. That
you anybody
know.
Have any Visine?
Hey, it's just my left eye. Zip it. Hey, Mike, what do you want for lunch today?
Goddamn. No lunch today.
So anyway, the contest.
Well, I didn't say I'd do it. I thought the lady might be lying.
Yeah.
Is this the girl with two male roommates, right?
I think.
Are they with her? Well, bring her in. I just want to make sure you
go check that out, Lisa Left Eye.
As my great-grandfather once said, close your eyes before you bleed to death.
I couldn't imagine her getting anything wrong today.
Poor girl.
I really hope she feels better. She
I do.
Not,
I do, too. I feel nobody feels for her more than I do. Absolutely.
Oh, come on. Knock it off now. Knock it off now.
This is not the gal with two male roommates.
Thank you, Lisa.
But it was somebody bringing their kids
in? So this is the wrong person. The person you came in to say.
Yeah, I failed.
Okay.
Oh, hi, honey. We're going to start the contest in just a second. Hi, it's very nice to meet you, though.
We just wanted to make sure it was just a mistaken identity.
Thanks. Okay.
Our
Thanks.
Producer, who's suffering from food poisoning.
God.
She had a rough night last night.
Yeah. Wow.
She had one hell of a night last night. She really did.
Yeah.
So,
why do I think this man has more information?
Well, he doesn't. We're going to get to it in a second.
All right. In time.
So last night. Hold on. Richie the cop would like to speak about Lisa. Hey, Richie. Hi.
Yo, Dada Mike.
Hi there.
How you doing? Yeah, I've been a cop here in New York for over 12 years. I love your show, by the way.
Thanks.
Let me turn it to you like this. I know drunks. She can be arrested for BWI, broadcasting under the influence. Love you guys.
Thank you, Richie. Great job, incidentally.
Yeah.
To all of New York's finest.
Amen, brother.
So last night, Mike went out to, we all did separate stuff.
Yeah, we had separate dates.
Mike went out to an escort service with his friend Tony Perkins from Good Morning America.
All right. Yeah, it was wonderful. I had a terrific. You know, there was only one moment during dinner last night, because when I got there first, shocker, and Tony
arrived, and then at the end of the night, a lady came over with a camera, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, this lady's going to want a picture. And she said, can I take a picture of the painting in back of you?
Oh!
It was a little depressing.
Rob went with a friend of his down to Chinatown for dinner, right?
Yeah, to the super terrific happy massage parlor.
I will bring you down. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
No, Chinatown was great. I think we all need to go down there in the next trip or so because it was a great meal.
But nobody had as much fun as me and Buzz and Lisa last night.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, but you guys, I'm just curious. How did the evening end?
Well, here's what happens. We're going to get together. Three of us are going to have dinner. And I said to them, come on over by where I live. Come on over. There's a good restaurant over on 70th Street that we should go to. So they come over, they come up, they look at the apartment, we walk, five blocks or so to this restaurant, we have a real nice dinner, and we had a couple of cocktails,
mm-hmm.
Okay, nothing crazy, but
right.
A couple of cocktails.
Dinner.
Then we got done, and I said, well, what do you guys want to do? And Lisa, I think at that point, indicated she wanted to do something else, right? She wanted the night to continue.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, because I'm lazy and right. Also it's my place. Why don't you guys just come back to my place and we'll watch TV?
Okay.
So we get back and more drinks were consumed,
mm-hmm.
And we watched Meet the Parents.
Uh-huh. That's a good group drinking movie
very
to watch.
Funny. Well, the problem there was that Lisa's never seen Meet the Parents.
Amazing.
And we picked it up like halfway through.
Right.
And we're constantly having to fill her in on like what's happened, why Ben Stiller's up on the roof, why he's setting the thing on fire.
That's probably a difficult movie to pick up.
It is.
Halfway
yeah.
through, it kind of ruins it.
Why he's painting the cat's tail.
Right.
And,
Mr. Jinx.
Yeah. And also, Buzz and I are being very annoying because we're reciting all the lines
right
like a half second before De Niro says it or a half second before Ben Stiller says it.
I will bring you down. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
if you can get this bag out of my kung fu grip. But for now, back off, bitch. So we watch a little of that, then I think Buzz is antsy to get out.
Right.
Buzz is giving me the look.
I know you don't like guests to overstay their welcome, and I wanted to be sensitive to that.
So we're sitting three of us on the couch. It's me and it's Lisa and it's Buzz. Three down on the couch. We go to, I'm flipping around at 11 o'clock. Meet the Parents is over. I'm thinking, okay, well, get rid of these guys now. I'm tired.
Right.
Well, Star Trek The Next Generation is on.
Yeah.
So immediately.
And you want to share.
Yeah, and yeah. I know Buzz likes the show.
I do.
So once again, poor Lisa, she's out of the loop.
So, but that's another round, I would think, right?
Yes.
When Star Trek
yes.
TNG comes up.
There's a little more drinking involved.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz and I, again, we're quoting dialogue from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Right, right.
Lisa's just sitting there drinking. And she switched from hard to light. She went from alcohol to beer.
And that's why.
Oh, no.
Yes,
no.
Right. Today I taught her the line, the rhyme, which is whiskey on beer, never fear. Beer right. on whiskey, mighty risky.
But you know what? All mixing
yeah.
is, you can't
oh, yeah.
do it.
Yeah. You can't.
So she and Buzz, it's about 11:30, and they pack up and say, you know what? You know, thank you. And I had a great time with both you guys.
And as did we.
They go downstairs, they get in the cab, and then I don't know what happens after this. This is where Buzz can fill us in.
Well, the car picked us up at the door. We waited. Lisa needed to sit down on the curb for a minute and just get, she said that the fresh air was very pleasant. And then the car came up, which was nice. It was a nice car to take us back to the hotel. And we got in, and I wasn't sure what the protocol was, but we were riding along, and Lisa sort of whispers to me, I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, my God.
And so now I have to think, okay, I need to take charge of the situation. What's the best way to do this?
Take a look at her. Turn around and take a look at her.
I say to the driver, I said, excuse me, sir, you may want to pull over. I believe the young lady is going to be ill.
Oh, man.
That's too bad. And then we opened the door, and, she did what she had to do.
Was she puke?
Yeah, well, a little bit.
Hold on, now, she's saying, come here.
It's
if you want to give your side of the story, come here and give your side of the story, Lisa.
It was very dainty and delicate.
It's not far from Don's to our hotel. Whereabouts did this happen?
About halfway. Hey, well, go back, scrape it up. We'll get it right out to the fam.
So you, I didn't know this. You stopped the cab to puke?
Where did you know that?
He still sounds bomb.
Your liver has the shell on it.
So you,
Well, I thought thought that, you know, maybe my tummy was a little unsettled at that point. Those short ribs, man.
Yeah. Hey, listen, hold on. You know what? Now, I think that the food poisoning thing does, if it was food poisoning, I don't think it doesn't take like an hour to react.
You're right. You're right. My problem was, I think, the couple of sips out of the beer. Right towards Dan. Last night, not today.
To clarify.
So man, I thought you were going for real. That scared me.
So you stopped the cab and you puked.
Yeah, I said, but, you know, Buzz, I'm not feeling too perky. And he said, you know, driver. And I did. And I remember that I didn't throw up. I kept it all down. Yeah, I felt maybe that I think the driving in the New York driving style, you know.
Well, being in the back of any car, I mean.
Buzz, did she or did she not puke?
There wasn't much, and it was mostly clear and saliva-like. Clear and saliva-like.
Was it bile? Was it bile or vomit?
No, really clear. Bile tends toward the yellowish green.
Kind
this
of
was
like,
clear.
Like when a horse is about to sneeze.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm getting pretty queasy right now. You know, not what Lee's is saying, but this description.
Well,
bile.
To get a handle on this, right. If in fact, because she's denying that anything happened. Buzz is saying that something came out.
I would definitely admit that I said, Buzz, not feeling so good. And he said, we need to pull over. And Buzz stepped out.
No dinner came up.
Right. I didn't throw up. Right. Per se, right. I did spit.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And we've always known she spits. So.
Right.
Did you eat your normal amount at dinner? I mean, did you eat like, the way Lisa eats, I would equate it with probably John Belushi in Animal House. As far as
those lines normally.
She can put that food away.
Quite to moderate for Lisa.
Like a plate of bread, mm-hmm. Then she had short ribs, and then she had some dessert.
Yeah.
She had to have some fancy like caramelized peach dessert or something like that.
Yeah, I ate the ice cream.
Pears and ice cream.
The scoop of ice cream that was the size of like a melon ball.
Right.
not too sick to complain about the portions.
That's right. That may be the first sign. That may be the first sign of recovery right there. Absolutely.
So anyway, that's my night with Lisa and with Buzz.
Well, you guys had fun. I have really had a good time. Thank you so much for your hospitality.
we had fun
and the drinks that kept coming. Thank you so much.
Very
feeling
good.
Great today.
Yeah, right.
Thanks
and
for the Pepto.
Buzz and I were holding you down and pouring those drinks down your throat. Right?
We were
forcing you to drink. We said, come on, Lisa. God damn it. Get so drunk you throw up on the way home.
More.
So that's the goal. So there she is.
Get well.
But the official story is food poisoning.
Yeah.
Sure.
And we're standing by it.
The world's fastest case. It happened in 90 minutes.
There you go.
With her hummingbird metabolism.
Yeah. Right.
And I do believe that Buzz ate, if in fact it was a food poisoning, she had you sample her dish, didn't she?
God, you scared me for a minute. I was really wondering what went on in that apartment.
I'll sample her dish.
Sample her dish.
Yeah. Dish.
All right. No, this was at the restaurant.
Very good. I sampled her ribs.
And you didn't get sick, did you?
No, not at all.
No, you didn't get sick.
Oh, he's Johnny Unflappabilo.
He is. All right, well, listen,
come on now.
The guys are here for the contest.
All right.
Let's get this going. Let's get the first guy in here. I think we'll start with a guy, then we'll go to a girl. The rules are as such for the pumpkin love. Bring the first contestant in, please, Robbie, and set down the tarp or whatever we're going to do for the carving. Here's our first guy who selected his date, selected his pumpkin. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Sean.
Sean, where are you from?
New Jersey.
Sean, thanks for coming by today.
Do you know what? The first guy walking in here, this thing is already goofy. No matter how we have to describe it, this is funny.
He has selected a pumpkin. You drew a face on the pumpkin.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, and I see. Is where the where you drew the mouth? Is that where you're going to carve?
Well, that'll be a game time decision.
The game time decision. All right, very good.
Here now, courtesy. We get nothing on this show. We have to trade out for everything.
Right.
Courtesy the Brooklyn Diner.
Mm-hmm.
Here is one of your brand. Rob or somebody, we need some newspaper, some tarp.
Now, is he going to take the insides out, or he leaves the insides in?
No, he leaves the insides in.
Mm-hmm. So he's just going to have to poke out the hole.
For the pumpkin date. He's just going to carve out his hole.
Right. This guy looks a little like Paul McCartney from the Addams Family. That's a good one right there. Second day in a row you took your funny pills, Buzz.
Well, Lisa still seems bomb, doesn't she?
Absolutely.
All right, here's your... Here's your knife, Sean.
Thank you.
Now, go ahead and...
be careful. And do it actually down on the...
Down on the floor.
Yeah.
We'll
put the microphone down there, Rob.
Right. Okay.
There you go. Inside short.
Hey, are you carving the pumpkin, like, right where the dirt is?
No.
Okay.
All right. Now, all guys, now listen, when the guys come in, guys and girls, they are each given the opportunity to select a pumpkin that they like, the pumpkin that they want to date. Then they can clean them, I guess. What's
into
happening?
Don and Mike's great pumpkin patch.
Oh, great.
What are you
great
doing?
Pumpkin. He's cutting a hole in his pumpkin, Don.
And then what we're going to do is give each contestant, and each contestant incidentally wins $50 out
there
of the shoes for doing it.
Side too, just in case. You know?
And we're going to have a grand.
Oh, come on.
No, only one hole.
Only one hole. Are you, now when you sit on the other side, would that be a statement of you?
He had to cut a hole on the other
side. Hey, wait a minute, hold on, wait.
What does that mean? He's into that?
No. Man, I'm thinking, you know.
Oh, you got to go all the way. Oh, right. Daddy Long Legs.
Get out of here.
Right. Okay, well, Sean, let me see the hole. If you'll hold that up, please. Okay. All right, he's carved the hole in the pumpkin. Now, John will take you into the production room.
And
we're going to give you 5 minutes to go on your date.
Cool.
All right. So,
hope you enjoy your date.
Go on, and we'll talk to you in five.
You may kiss the pumpkin.
See you later. Bye-bye. Okay, now, he's the first guy.
Take care.
Going in the production room, going in the next room.
This is the land of the creepy today.
For his
day. I don't mind telling you.
Johnny, can you take the guy in the production room, please? Hey, John, can I get the production room up on the air in here? So we can at least say hello to the guy when he's in the room for his date?
Very good.
His dream date with a pumpkin.
when do you get a load of the next guy?
Well, the way you get a load of the guy after that.
I mean,
have you seen the line outside?
I've only seen the next guy.
Hey, who is this guy?
This guy. It's an interesting group.
Well, there's a couple of gals here already too, so this is going to be a good show today. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes. Good morning.
Hi there.
I'm calling about the pumpkin contest.
Yeah.
Am I too late?
Not if you live in the New York area.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, well, come on down.
Where is it located?
We're at 888 7th Avenue.
888 7th Avenue.
Yeah, what's your name?
Nicole.
All right, Nicole, come on down, honey.
Okay, wait, 7th Avenue and what?
57th and 7th.
57th. Okay, or Sean 7th and 57th.
Across from Cardio.
What floor?
10th floor, honey. You look for the giant Don and Mike work here billboard that's painted on the side of the building.
A big yellow arrow.
You can't miss it. Don and Mike work here.
That's it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, hold on. I got to press the button first. Hello. Oh, and now I've done it. Now we just canceled out all the calls.
Hungry love.
Johnny, are we ready? Oh, I see. Oh, there's Jeremy Coleman, who's here, of course, to make sure that we don't cross any CBS lawyer-type boundary today.
Absolutely. He's here to monitor us.
Was he carrying a pumpkin?
Jeremy's our election observer.
Yeah.
And we're the third world country trying to hold the election.
He's the proctor.
Right.
All right, well, will someone give me the word? Is the guy in the production room starting the date now? Where's
incommunicado?
Where's Drunky at? I mean, Lisa.
Drunk.
I think John might be in the production room with the guy right now.
Huh. And hey, that's a cherry assignment.
Okay, here you go. Hi, Rob.
I think at the proctor's request, they are covering the glass of the production room.
Oh, I got you. So no one can see in?
Yeah. So if we wanted to
take a break, okay.
Yeah, then we could do it when we got going. Back.
Okay, all right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
This is too funny.
Well, you know, actually, the guy should get going, though. I mean, during the commercial set, so by the time we come back...
Yeah, 5 minutes, you're a taskmaster.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Yes. I would like to know, what time is the contest to?
It's, honey, listen to this. Everyone wants to come at the last minute. We're on until 3 o'clock today.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Everybody's
bye-bye.
Excited about it.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hi. Hello? What the hell's going on here? Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Is Don and Mike there?
Yeah, this is us. Hi.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Okay.
First time caller. I love your show. I listen to it every day.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Just wondering if you guys are going to be putting these pictures up on your website this afternoon.
That is something that is currently being debated.
Okay.
By master debaters.
And, of course, the people in the production studio will have maximum privacy.
Yeah, this is also a problem with the CBS lawyers with putting these pictures up. We're fighting that battle. The first battle was to get the goddamn contest on the air.
The CBS lawyers who have enjoyed pumpkin love for years.
Here now, thank you, though. Here comes Rummy Lisa. Lisa?
What?
Hi.
What?
Is it started yet?
We just finished taping up the newspaper on the doors. And what? I'm stuffy.
Okay, all right, Stuffy Lisa. You're putting the paper up on the door.
Yeah. He's going to go in there. And RJ is here.
Diaz in the house.
Oh, RJ Diaz from DonnaMikeFans.com?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
So there'll be some kind of picture.
Yeah, we'll have some kind of photos up on the website.
I think my nose is stuffy.
And when is... Hold on. Don't run off yet. When is the guy going to actually start the date?
Right now.
Right now. Okay, well then let's break it. We'll find out about the date when we come back.
Man. Are we still on?
Yeah.
I was just thinking, two more years of coming up here to New York with Lisa, she's going to look like Eileen Brennan.
Clear them out now. Take a swab and clear these lines.
Yeah. You're going to have to pull the cab over.
877-365-3636. 877-692-1027.
I'm a fighter.
Caller 100. Oh, and listen, the prize is a round-trip airfare anywhere, courtesy of Orbitz.com. Call 100 right now. Good luck. We'll be right back.
And Mike Show.
For you, sir, are the greatest man in show business.
Mammals, not Russell.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Here we are, there you are, and there are the Toe Tap and Touchstone Convoy. Call number 100. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Call 100.
Yeah, hi, what's your name?
My name is Carl Silva.
Carl, where are you from?
Bayonne, New Jersey.
All right, here you go, Carl. Now, you won round trip. This is actually a great prize. Round trip coach airfare for two from Orbitz.com. Anywhere in the contiguous United States, which means no Alaska, no Hawaii.
Continental.
Thanks, guys.
Contiguous.
But isn't that the same thing? Did we determine that the other day?
You lost this argument the other day.
No, I just didn't know that contiguous meant...
Connected.
Connected.
Connected. Right. It means connected.
So continental would be contiguous also.
Well, I think what it is that, and Buzz and I actually talked about this on the train, continental technically would mean all of North America, but since it's continental United States, it would mean all the North American states, and I think it's accepted as the lower 48.
Contiguous. Well, thank you.
Alaska's on the same continent as us, and it's not included.
He's a college guy.
So contiguous means... No, I'm not trying to pretend I'm smarter with this. I really didn't know what contiguous meant, but I was wondering still, I didn't know... The other day what I said was contiguous, and I was wrong.
No, I said contiguous, which is correct.
And I said, you're
That's
wrong
connected.
About that. And then we never went on to the whole continental thing. You know what I mean? I mean, I know. You see, you're so anxious to call me dumb on this. I'm trying to tell you.
No.
I am accepting responsibility for my error. What I'm trying to figure out is the continental contiguous thing, which I thought the other day we ended that discussion after I admitted I didn't know what contiguous meant, and we ended it with saying continental contiguous the same thing. Now that's different.
Not the same thing, although they mean the same thing in this case. Continental is accepted in meaning the lower 40.
Guys, listen, either way.
So contiguous would be not Alaska.
Or Hawaii. You can go to any of the 48 states that are connected.
Right.
And,
okay.
But would Alaska be part of the continental United
States? Mike, can we please pick this up another time?
Not in the...
Please? We got a guy in the studio, in the production room, who's ready to go on his date.
Yeah, I still don't get it.
Courtesy of Orbitz.com. That's Orbitz with a Z, the travel site with the most low fares. Thank you for listening very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Don.
Hold on a sec.
God, I feel like a DA on that.
Have a good time in the contiguous United States. Well, don't worry about it, college boy. I proudly wear the DA crown, 24/7 on this show.
You know, it's killing me.
Let me have my one upset victory.
Yeah, okay. All right, absolutely.
One time I knew something you didn't know.
I'm an AU dumbass.
And
AUDM. No.
You know how I know? And this is, I'm going to be a DA again.
How?
I know because I heard Regis Philbin say it.
Aha. Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Because Regis Philbin didn't know what contiguous meant when he was reading some ad for some trip they were giving away on the stupid Regis show.
For travel trivia?
Contiguous means not Alaska.
Or Hawaii.
Right.
I mean, contiguous means all connected states.
Continental could be...
Could include Alaska since it's on the same continent.
But it couldn't include Hawaii.
Please.
No.
Now I just... Let it go.
I'm not letting...
Let it go.
All I'm trying to do is figure it out so I understand it. And now I do. Okay. Now I completely do.
Hello.
Generally.
Johnny.
Hi, I'm in the contiguous NEW studio. Across the way.
John is in the production room. We've got everything worked out now. We got all the tarps in place. We've got the microphones in there.
Right.
And our first contestant, Sean, is in there with his date. Hi, Sean. Sean?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, are you ready to start your day?
I guess.
Okay, John, if you would leave the room, please.
Sure.
Na na ni na na na.
We'll start, Rob. If you'll start the clock, please.
Yes, I'm
five,
ready when you are.
5 minutes on the clock.
Yeah. That's not going to leave a lot of time for foreplay.
There you go. Well, Buzz, I know from my
a word I don't think you can use.
From my prior experience with Frida, I sure do know that. Five minutes for me, that's like being in a porno film.
Ah, foreplay in your house is Honey, I'm Home.
Yeah, right. Hi. Wow, you look hot. All right, now I know that we're not supposed to broadcast anything that happens.
You're a naughty man.
But you're just hearing right now, you're just hearing...
It's just, you're hearing nothing.
Room noise.
Yeah. And we're talking to Sean.
No, Sean can't hear us.
Oh, Sean can't hear us at all.
He cannot hear us.
He's not even making conversation. You know what's making me laugh about this? There are like 18 people listening to this now that work for this company.
Right.
Everybody's just on. Yeah. We're DEFCON 4 with this.
This is what they're so upset about. Right now, listen to this. You hear this? This is what $300 an hour lawyers were upset about yesterday.
Congratulations on your partnership. Here's your job.
Right.
You hear this right here? This is what they were upset about.
Sure. How many minutes does he have left, Rob? Four?
4 minutes.
Don has the timer.
He's got 4 minutes left. Let's bring in our next contestant and let him carve it up. Here we go. Another guy? Now, all these guys are coming in without costumes on, but they're all scary-looking guys.
Boy, oh boy.
Here's our next guy. Hello, my friend. What is your name?
My name is Tony.
Tony, where are you from?
Eastern Long Island.
Beautiful. Thanks for coming in, Tony. You've selected a pumpkin.
Yes.
And you also have drawn a face on the pumpkin. Are you going to give the pumpkin a name?
Yeah, my date has the name of Bernadette.
Bernadette, that's nice. That's pretty.
Any reason you selected Bernadette?
Well, I was talking to a girl on the phone a couple of days ago from Cablevision, and it sounded like a good name.
All right. Outstanding. Here is your knife.
Oh, my God.
There is your knife. Now, you got to do this over on the tarp, and Robbie, help him out with the microphone.
It'd be easier if you set it down, I think.
Yeah, and then carve out only one hole, please. Incidentally, celeb this guy most resembles, I'd have to say, Jamie Farr.
That's a good one. I was going to say Marv Albert and Satan.
Yeah,
with just a little Mo Howard.
And a touch of Steve Buscemi.
There you go.
Buzz, really, with the funny pills today. All right, now, while he is carving the pumpkin, let's all be quiet and let's listen to what's happening in the love parlor. That might be the sound of the carving that we're hearing.
Yeah,
all,
I think
that's
so.
All we heard was the carving.
Yeah, he was finishing the carving by going, oh, you're finished.
Okay, so you're...
My, what a big hole that is.
Can I see the hole, please? Let's take it. Wow.
Confident man.
Hey, bring that over here for a second, will you? Because bring your pumpkin over here for a minute to my side of the console, please.
I know what you're going to do.
Well, no, I'm just...
I don't blame you. I would do the same thing.
I'm wondering what it's like, how these guys are going to actually go on the date with the pumpkin. I guess they have to sit down probably, right?
Yeah, or you could stand up and you could, hold it right there.
Or RJ, don't take my picture for the website doing this, please.
Use it anyway.
There's enough embarrassing pictures of me on the web already.
My friend RJ Diaz, ladies and gentlemen.
But the guy would have to be like this.
Or you could set it like on a table if it was low enough and put your hand on it. And right now the people that are listening to this are starting to have nervous breakdowns.
Okay, here you go.
What's your name again, sir?
Tony.
Okay, Tony, here's your pumpkin, bud.
Tony, there's your pumpkin.
And enjoy. You'll be right after Sean, who...
He has 1 minute, 30 seconds left in the Love Palace.
Very good.
1 minute, 30 seconds left. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air with us. Hello.
Hey, yeah, this is Paulie Knuckles. I was just wondering if I could, bang a black pumpkin or whatever.
I don't get it, Paulie Knuckles.
You can't even say that.
I always wanted to go to black chicken. I thought maybe, a black pumpkin or whatever,
All right, goodbye, Paulie Knuckles.
Is there such a thing?
You know what they say, once you've had black pumpkin, you never go back.
Paulie Knuckles.
He's into his, Scott's into his last minute. Don and Mike show, hello.
Is it Scott or Sean?
Sean. I'm sorry, Sean. Hello.
It doesn't matter.
Hello?
Don and Mike, hi there.
Hi.
Is it Mike Landis?
Yes, sir. We here at Fox 5 are also having pumpkin love all together.
Really? Who's participating?
Are contiguous.
Very good.
Ian Morris Jones.
Tracy Neal is a LaStem.
What about Dave Feldman?
Dave Feldman, hold on.
Hey, Feldman, come to the phone right now.
This is a new Fox guy we've not had on the show.
Don and Mike.
Who's this?
Dave Feldman.
Hey, Dave.
I'm having pumpkin love.
Who's the guy that looks like the woman?
Will Thomas.
Is Will Thomas there?
Will Thomas, hold on a second.
I hope Will Thomas has a different
right now.
Voice. He won't, though.
No.
Yeah, you're the man.
Yeah, okay.
You are the man. That is good.
Who is this?
Will Thomas.
He's the man. Get out of here. Oh, hold on. I got to hang up on you because time.
All right, time's up for Sean.
The date is officially over now.
Wow.
John, go knock on the door. This I can put on the radio. Knock on the door and tell him his time is up.
Hold it up.
Break it up in there. Nothing to see here.
And now we get the exciting after the date interview.
And I'd say Johnny's got the cherry gig today.
Poor Jay. Here comes John.
Hey, Johnny, you're loving life today, aren't you, bud?
So, all right, here comes Sean.
I am I'm getting queasy right now.
All right, hold on.
Hi, Sean.
Let me get some music loaded up here.
Hello.
A special Halloween.
How are you?
Halloween love music.
Frustrated.
Okay. All right, hold on a second. Save
That's
it.
Fine.
Save it for a minute, please. Let me see.
That's fine, right. Fine.
Now, this is what we use when we interview the guys and the girls after their dates. Welcome to my nightmare. Little Alice Cooper.
All right.
Keeping in mind the standards that CBS is imposing on us, these communists from the communist broadcasting system, how was the date?
Not so successful.
Really? Not so successful. Did you try to...
I tried.
The pumpkin rejected your advances?
Yeah, you could say that, I would say.
Really? So, boy, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's hard now.
I know. Always
the hardest part of the broadcast right here.
To paraphrase Kevin Spacey, your produce was not worth the trip alone.
Very good.
Man, oh, man.
Very good.
All right.
Now, I'm going to ask our nearly puking drunk producer to come in and examine your pumpkin.
Very good.
Just to see if there's any evidence that...
And again, please don't put it on the counter.
Lisa, just take a look at that. Is she saying I love my job? Yeah. Just take a look and see if it looks like the pumpkin's been on a day.
Yeah.
All right. The answer is yes. Let's give Sean a nice round of applause. Nice
you can right. tell that it's been on a date because the edges are nice. Inside where he cut, it's very smooth.
Very nice.
Okay,
thank you, Lisa.
Bring the pumpkin over here, Sean, and what I'm going to do is number this pumpkin now.
Very good.
You have won $50 already.
You're a better man than I. You are a better man than I.
Look at the hole on there.
Okay.
She's right about the hole.
Yes, yes.
All right, this is pumpkin.
No, yes, yes.
Pumpkin number one.
There you go.
You see, I put number one? Okay, here.
Hold on to that pumpkin tightly, Sean. Don't let it go. It could be worth $1,000 to you.
All right, thank you, Sean. And I guess, Tony?
It's time for Tony to go into the magic room.
Tony, go in the room now with John, please.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and then get the next guy ready to come in and carve his date up.
Absolutely.
Or how about a girl next?
A girl.
A girl.
Carve his date up. That sounds like some kind of American Psycho.
All right, now let's go live to the production room.
Do you like pumpkin?
Hello.
Hi, Johnny.
Do you have to say go into the room with John during this pitch?
John, Tony, all set in there?
Yeah, you ready, man?
Yes, I'm all set.
Okay, ready and... go.
Your 5 minutes begins now.
There's 5 minutes on the clock.
And Johnny gets out quickly.
Oh, and Johnny's out of the room.
That was the sound of Johnny literally running out of the room.
And let's meet our first female contestant.
Hello there.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, now your name is?
Vanessa.
Where are you from, Vanessa?
Queens.
Ah. Very cute, she is.
Yeah.
She is. And you said Vanessa wouldn't show yesterday. She was one of the ones you said wouldn't show.
No, Mike said that the one that Mike specifically put his reputation on the line for is the girl who said she looks like Britney Spears.
Yeah, and she has two male roommates that were going to come up to New York with her, and that was it.
Okay. Right. Now, here we go. What we've got is...
Okay, you
show
back
keep
me
taking me...
What?
Did Mike
did I say
Vanessa?
You weren't going to show up?
Did Mike say you weren't going to show up, Vanessa?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
All right, now, Vanessa, you do not have to carve. Mm-hmm. What I have for you is a Trojan... Non-lubricated. Oh, Robbie, they're non-lubricated?
Well, I didn't know if people would want that. I bought the most basic that the lady had at the deli.
America's number one condom for over 80 years. The question is, you know, back in 1921,
right.
Who the hell was using a rubber in 1921?
Well,
besides Buzz.
Yes.
Does she really?
Yes.
How big are they?
36D.
36D. Beautiful.
Oh, absolutely.
It's too bad we didn't involve, like, any nudity in this.
Yeah. It's really a shame.
It is. You want to take your shirt off? Do you want to take your shirt off?
All of it?
Well, just a quick flash.
I want more money for it.
Oh,
the judges would look favorably on it.
Yeah, yes, no, we might score some extra brownie points.
They don't pay for that, though.
No,
if you're not comfortable, don't do it.
That's fine, no problem.
All right, here's your rubber.
That's when we feel real dirty, when we do that and we get rejected.
Yeah, I know.
And it's just like, all right.
Want to take your shirt off? If you pay me.
Yeah, that's so much.
All right, now what she's doing is... You could do right in the microphone. Absolutely. Open up the condom, and you want to just put it over the thing on the pumpkin.
All right. We're going to see how this looks.
This is exciting. This is our first female contestant.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Listen to her. She's excited about
this. She's cooing.
There you go. Right. Now, do you think... that's pretty funny.
That looks a little silly.
That does look
a little
silly.
That's pretty funny. Now, can you picture yourself actually going on a date with that pumpkin?
No.
No? But you're going to give it the old college try.
All right, here comes RJ with a picture for the website, if you don't mind being photographed with your with your date.
She does. She does mind.
Oh, you do mind? Can we just... Okay. Let's just take a picture of the pumpkin then, RJ.
Yeah, just the pumpkin. Not with me in the background.
Don't put Vanessa in the picture, but just...
There you go.
Just get a picture of her pumpkin.
Nice, tight, close.
Wearing his raincoat.
It's the silliest damn thing I've ever seen in my life.
This is what the lawyers were so upset about yesterday.
Right.
This is why they all had to have their goddamn meeting yesterday.
It's pretty silly, pretty goofy.
Okay.
Almost time, kids.
Oh, he's still got 2 minutes in the room there.
Tony.
Tony's still got plenty of time. Oh, I can't wait till the girl goes in.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a good first girl, too.
Yeah, it is. Is there a name? Vanessa, is there a name?
No, it's a one-night stand.
Ah. Okay. Just a one-night stand.
Fantastic. But you like your pumpkin, right?
How about just for us? Would you call it Buzz? Would you?
Sure.
Okay. Very nice.
Thank you. Buzz. Named after our own Buzz Burbank. Okay, we'll go on and get in line outside the production room.
See you later.
And we'll give you 5 minutes to do what you got to do
if you pay me.
Now, now keep in mind, guys, that the pumpkin love, which I've just been handed another note, we must refer to it simply as pumpkin love or going on a date with the pumpkin. Uh-huh. Okay?
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
They just handed this to both of us?
Yeah.
We didn't say that.
I know we didn't, but they're just thinking that we might say that.
Oh, okay.
So that we can't say that.
It's funny.
You know, I don't know why, if there are words that we haven't said yet, when they come in and give us a card that says, don't say this, it's almost like a card that says, please go ahead and say this. It's
right.
You know, it's like reverse psychology.
It is with us. It is, absolutely.
I mean, one time a long time ago.
You didn't say that, did you?
No, I didn't say
that. No, nobody said that.
One time a long time ago, before we even had a delay system, when we worked at the other station, mm-hmm. Mike held up a sign with, like, his thought on some issue.
So with a dirty word in it.
And I just read it.
You read it. I mean, you used to read. There was a period of time when you would read anything put in front of you without screening it, and I found that out the hard way one time.
Do you remember what the word was?
I think it was the F word.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like effing something.
Ah! Or F that, whatever it was.
Right.
Okay, wait. Well, listen now. Here we go. We're in the home stretch.
Ah, yes.
He's got just a few seconds left.
Tony!
Oh. Okay, let's see.
I'm going to be glad when Tony's interview is done.
Let me, I hear no sounds. And his time is up.
Now, the high point of Johnny's day just about to take place.
John, would you knock on the door, please?
Okay. All right.
Sounds a little annoyed, like maybe...
Poor John.
Maybe Tony was a little agitated.
All right.
Bothered.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring Tony in. Have him collect himself.
Buzz, I'm going to slide over.
Hold on, what am I hearing happening out there?
I believe that was Lisa.
Oh.
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 We have a contender.
Oh. All right, here, everybody, here is Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hey,
don't set that on the counter.
Tony, can you tell us how was the date?
The date was excellent.
Bro,
it really burned me out.
Okay.
Does that mean we have a cash bonus?
Oh.
Hold on, Tony.
Golly.
Yeah, let me see. Let me take a...
Oh! Tony,
we cannot even describe what we're seeing.
Just put it away.
This is what you wanted.
Let me just say that the raincoat...
coat.
Worked.
Oh. Congratulations, Tony. You've won
$250.
Right. That, bring the other contestants in and let them see this. Let them see what they can aspire to.
Oh, my God.
Bring everybody in and let them see what Tony did here. Come on, all the guys and all the girls.
Embarrassing.
No, don't be embarrassed. You just won an extra $250.
Oh, my God. Man, nice round of applause from some of the guys.
Take a look at that. God. That's proof. That's proof it was a successful date.
Okay, Tony.
Tony.
All right,
get out of here.
There you go. Now, Tony, you got to bring the pumpkin over so I can number it.
You're a better man than I am,
Doug. You are mighty brave.
Be careful when you turn the pumpkin over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe he holds the pumpkin and you right up.
Why don't you hold the pumpkin? Hold it way up high.
Well.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. Go. Right. All right, there you go. Very good. Yeah. Safety goggles.
Pumpkin number two.
All right.
And you've won. You've already won $300, Tony. You won $50 for coming down, $250 for having a successful date.
Boy, 5 minutes.
I'm amazed.
What a date.
I am amazed. I am simply.
There he goes.
Amazed.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah.
I just want to say hello to my mom.
Oh?
I know she's listening up in my room.
All right, get out of here, Tony. Good luck winning the money.
Do you know that if Klinger had really done that, he would have gotten his Section 8?
Absolutely.
And, you know, incidentally, for any guy who wants to prove that the date was successful, you'll have to do what Tony did, and that's to wear the raincoat.
Right.
I mean, that's the ultimate way to prove the date was successful.
My God, right.
Now, she's in there going at it, right?
I suppose.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, John, no, the girl, Vanessa's not started yet?
No.
All right, let's put her on the clock now. I know we got a break, Rob. Put her on the clock right now.
That's it. 5 minutes.
Go, and she is on the clock.
And with a pumpkin named Buzz.
Yes. There she goes.
Wow.
That Tony was freaking amazing, wasn't he?
Freaking would be a good word.
God damn.
I'm freaking right now.
I don't know if I've ever been so grossed out as when he reached inside.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what was coming out. I was a little scared about that.
Neither did I.
Oh, boy.
Neither did I, but we have had...
I think the room is spinning.
We have had our first successful pumpkin date on the show. We'll continue with the show the lawyers didn't want you to hear.
Yes.
Vanessa's in the room now. We'll bring the next contestant in shortly to do the carving. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, it's down.
Okay, gotcha. Hi.
Hi. Trying to get on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hey, what's up, John?
Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what did Vanessa look like, man?
Oh, Vanessa. Oh, we got a lot of guys in the Beach Style Club.
Lovely.
Vanessa's very cute, Middle Eastern looking chick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? Almost like a Middle Eastern Juliana Margulies.
Yep.
Used to be on ER.
Yep. Curly hair.
A little bit of that Dark Angel chick mixed in there.
Giant jugs.
Mm-hmm. You got any chocolate love up in there?
I'm not sure. I don't know if you've got any brown sugar up here.
We'll find out. Thank you, my friend. Hello. The brothers always want to know.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I think at least a couple of black chicks were going to come down today for this contest.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
How do you know if a woman's gone to completion or not?
We are taking her, and again, listen, you can't say that. That's something okay. We can't say. I imagine that got deleted out. What you have to say is if the woman had a successful date.
Successful date.
We're going to take the woman's word for it.
Right.
Okay.
Right, but we'll quiz her. Trust me. If she says it was a successful date, we're going to quiz her ass.
Whatever happens, sir, trust me, the sun will rise tomorrow.
Our Gestapo tactics have never failed us. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you know, this pumpkin pie has a rubbery taste to it.
Oh,
God. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, can homosexuals go down there and enjoy a pumpkin in the bung?
Okay. Oh, God.
All right, get out of here.
Oh, my.
Good night.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Told you we were going to make some radio history today.
Yeah. Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hey, are you there?
Hey, yes. How do we know Tony didn't get the raincoat wet before coming down there?
Because we checked it before he... I know this is a question we're getting a lot on the phone. We checked it out. We also... every contestant, we're also checking their pockets to make sure that they don't have any of those small packages of condiments with them. No pun intended.
Good deal, good deal.
Yeah, no, yeah, we thought ahead on that one.
Don't worry, we've got a wonderful screening process.
Leave it up to you guys, right?
All right, thanks, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Our ever-vigilant listeners.
And some people really getting into the competition today.
All right, let's break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Both did. She went to college, too.
I went to Normandale for about a year and a half.
Yeah, that's where we met.
But I dropped out, though.
Yeah, she dropped.
Yeah.
So where are your girls from?
Shasta.
Le Sueur. But I went to high school in White Bear Lake. Go Bears.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight. Yeah, the national number's up today, 877-365-3636. New York, your phone number, 877-692-1027. Although they both work.
It will remind you of a donkey you once saw.
Magnificent.
Magnificent.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now here's a common question that's coming up on the instant feedback.
People are very concerned.
Debbie in New Jersey writes, how do you know the guy who just had a successful day didn't just J-O and put it in the hole? Smitty from Hoboken writes, are you guys using spotters for this contest? Because I think I would have an easier time J-O-ing into a raincoat rather than doing what you're asking. And the question is, yes, we have spotters. Okay, just let me say.
Very good.
We have spotters.
And they're tremendously underpaid.
And they do not want to be identified.
They are putting it on the line. Really, it's our very own band of brothers.
The spotters, and you can understand why, they don't want anybody to know.
Yeah, and we have counselors standing by for the spotters.
Good. Some of the spotters are spotting, incidentally. Some of them are girls, and they're having an awful time.
Oh, my, oh, my.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike about something they talked about yesterday, about some contestant coming down.
Turn your radio down, please. And yeah, you're on the air with us. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're great, thanks.
I was wondering, yesterday some lady called that claimed to have two gay partners, and she was coming down, and Mike said that she called before in the past.
Yeah, we've been through this already in the early parts of the show today. That girl who said she looks like Britney Spears has not shown up yet.
She has not shown up?
She has not shown.
And what are you going to do, Mike, if she doesn't come down? You going to shave your head?
No, if she doesn't come down, that's my prediction.
Yeah. What are you like, Lisa? What are you, drunk? What's the deal there? Hello. And remember,
she's going to come to, if she doesn't come down here with her contiguous partners, then I win.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, well, I come and bust one of the condoms and you tell me they had babies with those.
I didn't get any of that.
I'm not sure what that was.
It doesn't matter.
That was a low blow.
What, Lisa? What?
That was a low blow.
What was a low blow?
Drunk like Lisa. I'm not in here to defend myself. I'm getting phone calls, you know.
You're getting phone calls from who?
Are they showing you the quan? Are they showing you the love, those phone calls?
No. My mom going...
Oh, your mom.
Oh.
Tell your mom not
Stop
to listen
drinking.
To the show.
Don't drink.
Tell your mom she should have called you last night about 8:30. But she doesn't need to call you today at 12.
Yeah. Well,
tell your mom we said hi.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're telling her hi right now. Hi, Mom. Hope you're feeling better.
Word to your mother.
And
wow.
You know, it's actually fine.
Let me just say to Mrs. Herndon, you should be so proud of your daughter. She drinks like no man I've ever met before.
She can hang.
She drank. She can truly hang.
Sorry, Mom. Under the table
last night, she drank us. Mm-hmm. My God.
Ain't the first time either.
No. And look at her. She looked like a fly. No wonder you, with your metabolism.
Yeah.
What do you weigh, like 40 pounds or something like that?
Size zero?
The key was, I think, the night that impressed me the most was after having, we all went out for a huge steak dinner. Yeah. I mean, lots of food, tons of it. And then afterwards, Lisa had a hot dog. It was amazing.
Yeah, that was after the poem. That was
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi. Well, tell your mommy to stop listening to the show.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Well, just on days when you're drunk.
Okay.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike. Well, hold on a second. What happened there? Get that girl back. That's a girl who's like right around the corner wants to come down for the contest. Oh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I miss your show.
Sorry, yeah. Where are you calling from?
Springfield, Virginia.
Oh, what do you mean you miss it? You're calling it. You're on it.
I know. Well, today my work schedule's changed, so I'm able to listen, but lately I haven't been able to because of work.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is it always pretty much about you?
Today it is, yeah.
All right. Sorry about that, my friend.
I also want to say my finger still misses you and wondering when it can visit you at a Las Vegas-style show.
Did he say his finger?
Your finger?
Yeah, I'm the one who always gives you the finger.
Oh, you're that guy.
I know. You're okay. It's weird to say this to a guy that gives us the finger, but I like this guy.
This guy cracks us up. When we do a Las Vegas-style show, he'll stand in the front row.
He gets there, like, grin on his face.
Like 5 hours before the show, he gets there, so he's right up front. And for the whole show, he just smiles and gives us the finger.
Hey, do you think the next time we bowl down in Washington, you could come out and give us the finger?
Sure, no problem.
All right, my friend. See you there.
I want to thank you, though, Mike, because last time, you had like 500 people giving me the finger. And that was just a highlight of my life.
You know, it works so very well. It's such a wonderful energy.
Uh-huh. All right. Thanks, my friend.
Great wit.
Hey, listen, tonight, Don and Mike Gutterballs, our world-class bowling team, we take on the Job Squad.
In Hal Linden, New Jersey.
That's tonight, 8 o'clock. We're going to bowl these guys and girls at the Jersey Lanes, Linden, New Jersey, 30 Park Avenue. Come on by. See us, lose. We'd love to meet you. While we've been talking here, I totally forgot about the contest. Please bring in Vanessa with her date. Or should we have a guy carve one up before Vanessa comes in with her date?
Would that be... I think we need a guy, because
Hold on. Well, here's Vanessa.
Vanessa's back. Vanessa's coming back. All right.
Yeah, Vanessa's already been in the room for her date with the pumpkin.
How was your date, Vanessa?
He was a little rough.
Oh, he was rough on you, huh?
Yeah, he was hurting me.
He was hurting you, but you...
You were gentle enough to make it... I'm thinking rules too much.
Yeah, well, you should just ask about the date.
The date was fine, right?
How did the date go?
All right.
It was all right.
It was all right. Would you rate the date on a scale of 1 to 10?
A three?
A three. So well,
that's pretty good for a vegetable.
I mean, look at her date. You got to go with her on that one, absolutely.
Yeah. A three is not bad. For that guy, for that pumpkin, a three is like a 10.
And you didn't name your pumpkin. Did you call your pumpkin Buzz during the date?
I was thinking it.
Very good.
You were thinking
there you
it.
Go.
Yeah.
What, can you tell us all something? What do you consider the most humiliating moment? Was it when you... Well, I can't even ask that.
No.
When you went into the room and you realized what you were going to do, was it when the pants... was it when you unbuckled? Was it...
John, I'd venture to say there was probably no humiliating moment during that whole thing. It was just wonderful. It was pumpkin love.
Was it wonderful?
It was a little humiliating when I... Pull my pants down.
Okay.
Well, see, but now we verified that we have spotters.
We have spotters who watch, but...
But you're enjoying yourself, right, Vanessa?
Yeah, it was great.
Very good.
All right,
I don't
Vanessa.
Believe her. No.
Well, listen, you're a good sport for doing it.
Nice of her to see
Vanessa, if you would please... was she off mic that whole time?
No, we could hear her.
All right, Vanessa, bring your pumpkin over, please. And I'm guessing that it wasn't a successful date.
No, I don't think so. But I think, it depends on your definition of success.
All right. Yeah. Take a look at this.
Absolutely.
Now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do now?
Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead. I don't think that's bad. We're just going to hear the sound of... Okay.
You know what? You want verification?
Yeah. I trust you.
You want verification that the date happened?
I trust you implicitly.
I'm telling you right now.
I can see from here, actually.
Hey, Buzz, why don't you try some of that verification?
All right.
Come on.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Oh.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Well, Buzz,
confirmed.
You just got to sniff loudly. Okay, all right, come on, don't Bogart that thing.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
All right, congratulations on the female side.
I'm dizzy.
I'm drawing a big number one here, Vanessa. Okay, so you've already won $50. Maybe you win $1,000.
Very good, Vanessa. Thank you.
Well done, Vanessa.
Bravo, Vanessa.
Well done. Well done. There's proof.
Yes. Yeah.
There is proof
that the date was successful.
That the date happened.
Very good.
Not that it was a successful date.
Oh, no. Sorry about that. But the date happened. Dates happen.
Right. The date did happen. Let's meet our next contestant, shall we?
Yes. And, let's do.
And don't bring him in to carve up his pumpkin.
It's almost time.
Oh, it is time. And here is our next contestant.
Oh, this is a guy that's brought along something to read during his day.
I brought along a little bit of equipment.
He brought a copy of We Magazine.
Right.
To help his date. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Rick.
And Rick, where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
From New Jersey. Rick, we need you to get right on that microphone, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. What do you do, Rick?
I'm a Starbucks worker.
Ah, okay. I see you named your date Pam.
I named her Pam.
For any particular reason?
Why? Because the guy outside told me Pam's a good name.
All right.
Pam's a good name.
Right? You could be Pam Anderson, maybe, right?
There you go.
You'll be cooking with Pam.
My inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, here's your knife.
Well, actually, I brought my own equipment. I don't know.
Oh, he's got pumpkin carving tools.
Pumpkin carving tools.
This is a smart guy.
Who knew that they... I've always just used a regular...
Oh, they sell those now in stores.
Put your knife.
And these work...
Yeah, these are fantastic for carving a pumpkin.
They look like those little things you put in the end of corn of cob.
Right.
They're safe for kids.
They're little saws is what they are. They're little saws, and they're fantastic for carving a pumpkin.
All right, now get them down on the ground there, Robbie. And...
I venture to say, and I don't say this with a great deal of joy, but I predict a successful date here. This gentleman has come to play.
Should I offer him a raincoat?
Yeah, I suppose.
Actually, I brought one.
He's totally prepared.
Hey, Robbie, get the microphone. Let's hear the sound of the hole being carved again.
It's actually being sawed. You've never seen those in the stores? They sell those.
We'll need to see the sealed package if you brought his own.
Oh, actually. All right.
You got it?
There it is.
You got your hole? Okay, he's got his hole.
A confident man.
He's got his hole. Nice meeting you. Get out of here.
Thank
John,
you.
John, if you'll take him to the production room, please.
Buzz, I wasn't going to pursue that evidence thing. You know, we've seen so much evidence today.
Too much, actually.
Just overwhelming me. You know, if he's cheating, say it'll be.
Yeah, right.
No, we got spotters.
Yeah, we got spotters.
Oh, good. Okay.
We got spotters. We got someone who watches the girls and someone who will watch the guys.
We got cycles.
You love the ass. You love the ass. All right, let's go down to the production room where John, who is earning his money today.
Oh, yes, he is.
Hey, John, are we ready in there?
Wait.
No, hold on. Wait, he says.
Wait. Hello?
Hi, Johnny.
Hello.
Yeah. We ready in there?
RJ was taking a picture, so.
For the website for DonandMikeFans.com.
All right, he's ready.
Okay, get out of there, John. As soon as you shut the door, we'll start.
Let's go.
Go.
I like to look at the new ladies.
Sorry, here you go. Sorry.
There you go.
And he's off.
The clock is running.
The clock is ticking.
5 minutes for this guy with his copy of Wee Magazine.
It's almost time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
This is Harvey.
Hey, Harvey. Hi.
I just want to thank you guys because I played the home version of going on a date with a pumpkin.
Oh, Harvey.
Well, Harvey,
you know what the
advantage
is?
You're a special kind of listener.
What's the advantage, Harvey?
The advantage is that first of all, I don't have to use a raincoat, although I am afraid that I'm going to catch root rot or something like that. But I could put more than one hole in my own personal pumpkin.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right, Harvey.
So I started off, since it was a date, you know, first I bought the pumpkin dinner. You know, she had a couple of sunflower seeds. And so first I started off a little tea bagging, and then rolled her over, and then I drew a picture of Rosie O'Donnell's face on the thing. It was great.
Oh, goddamn.
Then I graduated to a spaghetti squash, which was actually a lot better. Put it in the microwave for about 20 seconds, warmed it up. Her name is Shaniqua.
You're outstanding, Harvey.
Good call.
Christ. Why don't you come join the show? God
damn.
That guy was funny. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, where'd you guys get that ridiculous Halloween song at?
That's from the movie Halloween.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
When the kids are watching the ads on TV that tells them to buy the masks that will later have the worms come out and eat their faces.
Stay tuned for the horror-a-thon.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I've had a lot of people tell me that the more we play that song, the more they can't get it out of their heads.
Yeah, it's creepy. It's a very creepy song.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, hi, we're doing great, thanks.
What's going on today, anything?
What's going on today?
Pumpkin love, man.
Yeah?
We're only making pumpkin history here.
Radio history today.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, come on.
You can get a radio for about $19.
Get a radio, for goodness sakes. Should we get the next guy in here to carve this baby
up? Yeah, because I think we have to, you know, get the assembly line going.
Yeah, we got to pick the pace up a little bit. Let's bring our next contestant in. And Rob, if you would keep track, he's got 3 minutes left, because I'm going to reset the clock here when I hit the goofy music again.
Hi there.
Hey, did you talk right on the microphone, please? What is your name?
My name is Nick.
Hey, Nick, where are you from?
From Long Island.
From Long Island? What do you do?
I'm in construction right now.
A lot of pumpkin lovers on the island.
Yeah. Beautiful. Hey, kids, it's almost time.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking.
Yep.
In front of your TV sets.
And Nick, do you have a name for your pumpkin?
My name of my date is Jana.
Jana.
Jana. Why Jana?
Because she's my best friend's girl. So.
That's a wonderful tribute.
This goes out to Brian right now.
So this Jana, I mean, are you infatuated with her in real life?
Oh, always.
Always. Okay, I got you.
That's good. It must make your best friend nervous.
Screw him.
What was it yesterday? L-I-G-S. Ligas. Like I give an ass. Ligas.
Ligas.
All right, here is your knife. Courtesy the Broadway Diner. Or Brooklyn Diner, excuse me, Brooklyn Diner.
Set it down on the floor, yeah.
I think they liked it the first way better.
carve your hole.
Like mentioning their competition, right? He's come from another diner.
Sorry about that. Are you getting the sounds of the cutting here?
He's chopping, he's using the conventional butcher knife that you provided. As opposed to the saw where the our previous contestant was able to carve a perfect hole.
He's wild with the knife, boy.
Crazy with the knife.
Because
he's like OJ with the knife.
Oh, boy, he's really carving it up.
Hey, I'm Puerto Rican. I know what to do.
Now he's really smoothing out the hole a little bit.
There you go.
That looks good.
All right.
Can we see it? Show us the hole.
There you go.
There it is.
Good job. All right, very nice.
Absolutely.
I think he's motivated.
Pumpkin love!
That'd be a little small for me.
Yeah.
But I'm just speaking for myself, of course. Do you need a raincoat?
Yes, please.
Just in case you want to get the evidence, if that happens. Okay, here you go. Here's a raincoat for you.
We understand that you would carve a hole the size of the Holland Tunnel in your pumpkin. We've established that fact.
Let's, Robert, we're almost up on...
40 seconds.
40 seconds left on the guy who's still in the room. Hello.
Time.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Austin from Mobile.
Hi there.
Alabama. I was wondering, how's the pumpkin thing going?
Oh, you hear the show on tape delay?
No, I'm not hearing it live. I'm waiting to catch it at...
Yeah, right. You know. That's why I said tape delay. Listen, you won't be disappointed today in Mobile, Alabama. Tell all the fellow Mobilians that today's one for the record book.
You got something to look forward to this afternoon.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's happening?
Everybody keeps asking what's happening. We're having our pumpkin love show.
I am in love with Stacey Bridges.
Oh, you mean the Stacey Bridges that works at WJFK?
Yeah.
Oh, what, did you see her picture on the website?
Time!
Man, I've been in love with her for months. I've been able to get through to say anything about it. I used to be in love with Lisa, but you gotta step aside. I'm sorry, Lisa.
All right, my
Stacey
friend.
Stacey Bridges is my new obsession.
It's a good choice.
Hey, what's up with that? Did you just put that on the screen, Lisa? What's up with that? Lisa wants to know how come you don't have the love for her anymore. Take a look at Lisa.
Is it the drinking, sir?
I don't know. You know, I don't have a good answer for that.
Okay. All right, my friend.
I'm just like a dog, man. Move from woman to woman.
From bitch to bitch.
Just like a dog.
There you go.
From bitch to bitch. All right. I'll see you later.
All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Happy day for Stacy.
Yeah. Yes. Bye-bye.
She couldn't be more delighted and proud.
All right, let's bring the... I lose track of the guy's names.
Nick was the last guy, but the guy before him was...
I didn't get his name either. I wrote it in Starbucks.
Let's bring the Starbucks employee back in.
Buzz, and if you don't mind, I'm going to be just sliding over.
John, if you wouldn't mind John knocking on the door.
Let's all move down.
Yes. John, if you would knock on the... Here comes John.
Perhaps Johnny's nodding his head like maybe... Hi, how you doing?
Let's see if we have a winner here.
How was your date?
How was she?
What's your first name again?
My name's Rick.
Rick. Okay,
I'm
Rick.
I'm kind of sweating now.
We're right on the microphone, Rick.
I broke the top of the pumpkin and she kind of fell down.
Oh, really? We need to talk right into the
right
front
into the microphone, Rick. Rick,
that.
How was your date?
My date was very well. She did. It was good.
Okay. All right. Let's. Do you have any souvenirs from the date?
Oh no.
Okay. Spritzing. Okay. You know, we could just peek inside there. Oh.
Okay. Right.
Put it back.
The raincoat.
Just put it back.
God damn.
Trick or treat. Put it back.
It's inside.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Tony, what did you want to compare? Come on in, Tony.
Oh, God. No.
That's not too gay.
That's very gay.
Tony, come on back.
I think Tony's going to win that.
Tony, the first guy.
Yeah, Tony wins.
Tony wants to see. Show Tony what you did.
Oh.
He and Tony are going to compare now to see who has the most love.
I got it. Okay, good.
Oh, God.
Good, good.
Oh,
you missed it, Mike. So, I'm sorry, Buzz. I'm so sorry I missed that.
I need to wash my hands.
Oh, what are you doing sniffing your fingers?
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Pumpkining.
Oh, God damn. Okay.
Oh, my.
Come on over. You won $250 plus the $50 that you already get. I got a number this baby for you now.
Don't touch it. Just number.
Yeah, what number are we up to? Is this three?
This would be number three number for the three. Guys, I believe.
Number three.
Three.
There you go.
All right, three. All right, well done.
Hey, I love you, Buzz.
Love you, sir.
Hey, way to go, Buzz.
I think.
Well done.
Wow, there they go.
Two successful days out of three thus far.
As I predicted, Rick would be successful.
Yeah.
He came to play.
And not too gay that when Rick completes the date, I see Tony at the door and he's going, you got to let me in because he wants to compare.
Yeah, that's a little odd. But then again, this whole day is a little odd.
But it's good odd, though, right?
Yeah, very good odd.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, you know, that same girl. You know what that girl is? That girl's a CT.
Yeah.
That's three times now that she's been up on the screen is coming right down here, that she's right down the street.
And then she hangs up.
And every time she hangs up. That's CT. Hello, Don and Mike show. Excuse me, that PT.
Yes, hi, Don and Mike.
That punkin tease.
Punky tease.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Don and Mike. I'm calling from Iowa.
Hi, you're on the air with us. Hello.
Oh, well, hey, great, guys. Hey, you know what? I can't get any work done. Because this your contest is keeping me from going to work, man.
That's the idea.
All right, man.
Consultant called you or wrote any more letters to you?
No, listen, please, let's keep the focus on today's show on the pumpkin love. But no, I've not received anything from the consultant since the last email that I read.
I was curious to think what he's going to say about this.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to completely come around on the show now.
Well, that's good.
All right, thanks, my friend.
All right.
We'll see you later. Okay, so who's in the room now?
That would be Nick.
Okay, then what we'll do is when we come back, do we have another girl?
I don't know.
All right, sure. We'll see if the... Yeah, I see another chick out there.
Well, she might be a fluffer, Don.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My God.
Yeah, some guy brought a fluffer down.
Right. Imagine.
To help him. Either way, we'll continue with simply the greatest radio show we have ever done right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
Ditch Witches of the Airwaves, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Damn straight, all the phones working today. That's good news.
Good.
National number 877-365-3636. And from New York, call 877-692-1027.
Right.
Love taking your phone calls. We're doing simply the greatest radio show in the history of the medium today, the Pumpkin Love Show.
And a lot of people put it on the line today, Don. A lot of people sacrificing and a lot of people making it happen. And I want to thank everybody that's making this show what it is today, including you for writing on those pumpkins when they're through.
Yeah. Way to go.
Someone has to.
That's true.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And the guy who's in the room now, his time should be up, right?
He's done.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey, yeah. I'm in Salt Lake City. Just picked you guys up. I'm glad to hear you in Salt Lake, man. I drive all over the country, and I get to listen to you everywhere I go, man.
I'm amazed that the station in Salt Lake City's kept us on this long.
Pretty amazing.
I'm amazed.
Hey, guys, it is so great to hear you out here, man. I live in southern Idaho, and I don't pick you up that far, but you guys are the best on the radio, man.
All right, thank you for the love.
Very nice.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for the Mormon love.
And speaking of love...
No.
the guy in the other room might have been waiting for us to go back on the air to start. Is that what's happened?
Let's find out. Johnny, what's going on?
Hey, Johnny, can we get an update on what's happening? He didn't start yet. John's ordering lunch.
First things first.
Is that because you and Lisa had a fight about the lunch today? Is that what that's about?
I have no idea. I don't know where Johnny is right now.
It says he didn't start yet. John's ordering lunch. I was too tired to order, is what Lisa just wrote on the screen.
Well, we can all understand that.
Well, you know, at least it's not food poisoning anymore. Now it's just fatigue.
Yes, fatigue.
She's just tired.
Yeah. Too much day.
Oh, rummy Lisa. Well, let's get the guy to go then. Hey, Lisa, Rummy, why don't you go knock on the door?
Rummy. That's still the funniest.
That's old
Rummy.
School, right?
Yeah, Rummy.
Right. You Rummy.
Yeah. I'm walking up the street and I see this Rummy in the alley.
This Rummy.
Rummy.
Lisa, would you please knock on the door if John's getting lunch and, hi.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm just kidding. Hey, I got up at 4 yesterday, okay? The 7 a.m. train is no fun.
It's a long day.
Well, that's right. It was a long day.
Gentleman is starting now.
Oh, he's starting now? Okay.
So start
well,
the timer.
Hold on. We need you to just go to the door and just get him to say hello to us. Just knock on the door and have him say hello, please.
All right.
So is his time now running?
I don't know if he started yet.
Yes?
How you doing?
He can't hear us. You just has to tell him to say hi.
Wait a minute.
Can I come in?
No, you can't. I'm sorry.
So he might be done.
Is he? Lisa, ask him if he's, has he started yet? Or is he done?
Hello?
Is the date over, Lisa?
Hello. What's up?
Hey,
they can't hear us.
They can't hear us.
No. We'll have to find all this out when she gets back.
when Rummy comes back this way again.
Rummy.
Rummy Herndon.
God. We've not had this much fun with a producer getting drunk since at your bachelor party when Broyho got drunk and sat Indian style
on top of the limo.
On top of the limo, going 45 miles an hour down Connecticut Avenue.
And that's when the police put it to a halt.
What is it about the producer's job anyway?
It's a pressure cooker.
It's a pressure. You're working for the two biggest a-holes in radio.
Absolutely.
All right, what's happening here? Lisa? Hey, Rummy.
We have a new nickname. Why is Rummy funny?
It's from It's a Wonderful Life. They call Gower Rummy. Come here, Rummy.
Rummy. He's an old Rummy.
We still don't know what's happening in the air.
No.
In the other room. Nobody's bothering to come in and tell us.
There's been a terrible fall.
Oh, hi. Lisa, has the guy started or finished?
He hasn't started yet.
Okay,
yes,
get him to go. Go.
Okay. Oh, his 5 minutes starts now.
Go.
Go. Please.
Go.
I'm going.
Listen to the rum.
Rummy.
Okay, goodbye. Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, sir.
Still bombed.
Yeah, that's a long time in the system. Of course, small metabolism.
That's what I'm saying. Look at her. She weighs like 98 pounds.
Right.
Look for her bowling average to go up a few pins tonight.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
What's up, fellas? John in New York City.
Hey, John. Hi.
Guys, long-time listener to the station, getting used to you guys here in New York. And I got to tell you, this show definitely puts you guys within the fabric of this fine city. But I do have one question for you today. Do we have any pumpkin glazing today?
Pumpkin glaze? Get out of here. Thank you for the call. Any glazing?
Frightening.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy, where did you guys get your bowling shirts done?
I wish I could. I remember the name of the company.
Crate and Barrel?
No, I'll give them a plug in a minute.
All right, I'll listen up.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
You know, Halloween welcome. Is supposed to be scary. And
hello.
This is scary.
Oh, yeah.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah. Oh, listen, let me get a plug in here again. That speaking of bowling shirts and our bowling team, tonight our bowling team, the worst bowling team in the history of bowling.
Right.
The Gutter Balls, we take on the Job Squad tonight at the Jersey Lanes in Linden, New Jersey. We're going to be bowling the Job Squad. That's the other team at 8 o'clock tonight.
Tonight.
Jersey Lanes, it's located at 30 Park Avenue. Like, see you out there tonight. Come on out. We'll say hello to you. Hi.
Jose, I'm calling from Bakersfield, California. And I guess we're on a delay out here, but I'm glad to hear your radio show.
Oh, we appreciate it. Thank you for listening in Bakersfield. And call your station there, KGEO. I believe that's the KGEO.
KGEO.
And tell them to pick the damn thing up live, for goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, well, I don't know what that was.
Buzz, was that a hair in your hot chocolate?
No.
Not yet.
I know that when the guy called about the glazed the pumpkin thing, I immediately thought that'd be like homo.
Yeah.
Which made me think of today's column in USA Today by Craig Wilson.
Craig Wilson, who now our favorite. Now that they're sacking Larry King, Craig's our number one guy.
Now, there's not enough for us to go back and forth with today on the column.
Right.
But I'm just going to give you some highlights from today's column in USA Today, the final word by Craig Wilson, mm-hmm. who's out of the closet.
Yes. Right.
And he writes a column in USA Today on Wednesday, and the column is about flying, about mm-hmm. fear of flying with all the terrorists.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let your spirit soar again on the wings of air travel. I flew last week for the first time since September 11th. It felt great. As a lifelong window guy, I claim my regular seat, watched America float by. The skyscrapers of Chicago, the plains of Oklahoma, all still there, as pretty as ever. at the Minotaur. Oh, I spent 15 minutes at the Will Rogers World Airport in Oklahoma City discussing the content of my DOP kit with a security woman who was convinced I had more than a toothbrush, shaving cream, and a razor in there.
I bet. That's a good security guard. And a good guess.
Let me see. As the minutes were trickling down to take off, she kept running the bag through the x-ray machine. In exasperation, I said she could have the contents of my compliments if she'd just let me pass through. She finally looked me up and down the way a mother would scrutinize a daughter's first day. Handed me like my toiletries.
Or a son's first day.
And turned her attention to the woman behind me. They were discussing nail clippers as I began my sprint to the gate.
Run!
Though we here in Washington find bad news on the doorstep most mornings, I refuse not to laugh anymore. I go out to dinner with friends. I even bought a new biscuit jar for my dog's treat.
Oh, no.
Investing in both of our futures. And I will fly again soon.
Yay!
I'm looking into a celebration for a friend's 50th birthday with her.
Oh.
Her. Next summer, mountain climbing in Switzerland.
Right up the mountain!
Then he goes on to say that he's after the anthrax scare at USA Today, the life section was locked down. We were moved downstairs to share quarters with sports. I took up residence at the desk of Skip Wood, one of our NFL writers. Just out of habit, I found myself answering the phone, his phone, and I thumbed through his football magazines as if pursuing the pages of Vanity Fair.
Oh, no.
If I had stayed through the weekend, I'm convinced I could have become one of those
omniscient.
Thank you, Rob. Monday morning quarterback. Contiguous. The terrorist attacks of September 11th have brought us together. Little did I know they would bring me closer to Amon Green. He's at home in the Green Bay backfield, by the way. Fenzo right there in game day.
Super.
Oh. Jesus.
There it is.
Great.
I even bought my new biscuit jar for my dog's treats.
The biscuit jar.
BJ.
I refuse not to laugh anymore.
Good.
She looked at me up and down the way a mother would scrutinize a daughter's first date.
Or a son's.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Our shirts, incidentally, that we wear when we play bowling, it's from sonicpromos.com.
Very nice.
Oh, and oh, we are.
Yeah, we're.
Time.
We're ready. We're ready now to...
All right, Johnny, get him out of there.
Johnny?
He's out already, right?
Oh, Johnny's got him out of the room.
All right, here he comes. This is Nick.
There's celebrating going on.
Oh, my.
Don't put it on the counter.
Hey, Nick?
Yeah, just hold it.
All right, now right into the microphone. Can you tell us how did it go?
It went from cheesy, baby.
Cheesy. Oh, my God.
Put it back.
Yeah.
Very good.
Tony, do you want to come back and compare again?
No.
Well, look at Tony keeps
God
out there.
God, I got to see
God.
Oh.
This is like guys pulling their stuff out to see who's got more. I mean, that's exactly what it is. Okay, Tony, go ahead. Pull yours out. Here's, that's gross.
Oh, the room's spinning again. Put it back, boys.
That is so freaking gross.
Put it back.
That is so gross.
Wow.
Let me ask you, Nick. Okay, Tony, you've compared. Get out of here.
Thanks,
now.
Tony. Get out of the studio, please.
Nick,
just let's... not a chance for Tony to handle the door handle.
Let me ask you about the date. And her name was?
Jenna.
How was Jenna?
She was quiet at first, but once she got to loosen up, it was all good.
Very good, Nick.
It was all good. Do you think you might ask her out again?
If she's willing to.
Oh, God.
If she's willing to.
That's nice.
Let me ask you.
Isn't that wonderful?
As a person. I mean, not the exterior, but the interior of the person. How did you find her inside, you know, the soul of her to be?
A little bit cold.
Interesting. Hence the call from the other caller who talked about a little time in the microwave.
Right.
For those playing the home game.
Yeah. All right, well, you've won $50 for showing up, $250 for having a successful date. Now come on over here and let me number your pumpkin and give you a shot at $1,000.
There you go. Don, you've been numbering a lot of pumpkins today.
Number four?
Yeah. Right. Number four for the guys.
Pumpkin number four for the guys.
Music. Pumpkin love music.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Thanks, Nick. Yeah, this is a nightmare.
Jesus Christ. All right, who's next? We got...
I seriously am going to wake up in the middle of the night with visions of Tony in my head.
You know, Tony hangs out... Whenever another guy has a successful date, Tony comes right to the door and sticks his head against the door like a dog who wants to be let outside.
Yes.
There is one other girl here. Oh, bring her in then.
All right, we're
going to
next. She's next.
Yeah. We'll go with the girl next. What the heck? Bring her in. Is it the broad that keeps calling and hanging up?
Here she comes.
I hope it is.
There she Enter is. And sign in, please. There she is. Hello. Wow.
Baby.
How are you?
Baby.
How you doing?
Fine.
All right. For those of you brothers that were calling, wondering we're going to have some brown sugar here today.
We got it.
Hey, baby.
Absolutely.
Here she is. Look at her. She's damn hot.
Yeah, very nice.
Now, is that a push-up bra you're wearing?
No.
Really?
Wow.
Hey, kids, it's almost time.
Terrific. And then what's your name, ma'am?
Kai.
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 All right.
Wait, you called us yesterday. Did you have to take off work to come down here today?
No.
No? All right, good. Good for you. Look at that little pumpkin you got now.
Yeah, but I just wanted something that was even here.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta talk right on top of that microphone, please, Kai.
Something even.
Yeah.
Okay, so she was concerned about the stub.
Right.
The stem.
And it might be raincoat time.
It's absolutely raincoat time.
We're going to give you the raincoat for the pumpkin right now.
Here's your raincoat.
And she has a magazine with her as well.
Yes. Well, the good ladies can do it, too.
Hey, what did you bring?
I borrowed one of the guys.
One of the guys.
Oh. Right. Very good. Okay. Do you like that? Do you like...
Oh, yes.
Do you like girls?
I like girls, too.
Ah. So,
all beautiful things.
What do you buy?
Also.
Are you bisexual?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, very good.
How about that?
Yeah. Terrific.
Okay, take the...
Is there a word? Give us something to say.
The slicker.
The slicker.
Take the slicker.
Right.
Take the umbrella out of the package.
Very good. That's a good sound. Okay.
Take the USC player out of the... out of the package.
The University of Southern California.
There it is.
There it is.
Okay, so she's ready.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, John, if you would take her back to the room, we can get her going right now.
Thanks, Kai.
We can start Kai's 5 minutes right now.
Thanks, Kai.
RJ, should let her picture be taken for the website?
Yeah,
okay, great. She'll be up on DonnaMikeFans.com a little later on today.
All right, she will. Fantastic.
All right, let's get the sound now of John getting her set up in the room next door. Johnny?
Hello?
Can anybody hear me?
Hello?
Hi. John, you ready to get Kai set up in there?
You all set, Johnny?
Yeah, I don't think Johnny can hear us.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay. All right, we'll get her set up and shut the door and let us know when to start the clock.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Very good, Johnny.
Over here. Over here.
Wow.
Right,
now you're hearing John position, Kai.
Sure.
Very good.
This is all happening in the production room.
Sure.
We are mining a rich vein of comedy.
A bitch rain.
Bitch rain. What's going on?
What the hell's going on, Johnny? I guess they're preparing.
Well, we have tarps set up and everything.
Oh, that's that was crackling. Her walking
and
on the
she
tarp.
Started? Has she her time started?
She's over the tarp ready.
All right, okay, tell her to go. Right,
okay.
Well, then, tell her to go. Hold on, that was premature on my part.
Right.
Wait for John to give her the heads up to go.
Okay, all right.
Hey, it's begun.
Okay.
It's begun. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, boys.
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
How you doing?
We're doing
great.
I got
a question for the gutter balls.
Yeah, for our bowling team, sure.
If you guys save some of those pumpkins and drill a couple of more holes in them, maybe it'll help your game.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you, my friend.
Hey.
Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, I get it.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, this is Tommy in Linden.
Yeah, hi, Tommy.
How you doing? Listen, there's a very fine upscale gentleman's club right around the corner from where you're going to be bowling this evening.
Oh, dear.
And they actually shoot a lot of the interior shots for the Sopranos there.
Oh, do they really?
Just purely from a,
Yeah, that's a performance. Thank you. That's a good one. I can tell my wife why we went there. What's the name of the place?
It's called Uncle Charlie's.
Do they make Uncle Charlie's the Bada Bing Club?
No, it's just like interior. The actual where you see from the outside is actually up on Route 17. But they do a lot.
I mean,
of,
if it's the interiors, I mean, so it looks like when you. Well, I guess the question I should have phrased it better is when you're inside on watching The Sopranos and you see the inside of the Bada Bing Club. Does it look like this place?
Exactly.
Cool,
Uncle Charlie's. All right, we'll check it out. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Oh, hold on now. Johnny just says Satin Dolls is the Bada Bing. Is that the outside?
I think that's the exterior.
The exterior,
right.
Okay, let's bring another guy in to carve it up.
Because
now we're getting too many guys, and we're going to run out of showtime here.
Yep.
Let's bring another fella in to carve his...
How many guys do we have left, Johnny?
One more after this.
One more after this. Okay.
Mike, radio gods, you guys are the best.
All right, there he is. What's your name, sir?
Hi. Simon.
Simon.
Simon. Simon, where are you from, Simon?
South Amboy.
Beautiful. What do you do?
Rather not say.
Okay. Smart man, Simon.
No problem. The pumpkin you've selected looks like one that a girl might select. It's small, it's got a giant stem. Why did you select that pumpkin for your love?
Looks like a head.
Because it looks like a head.
Very good, Simon. Do you have a name for your pumpkin, Simon?
Yes, I'm going to call it Teresa.
The names are great today.
That's nice.
Is there a reason that you're going with Teresa?
No name, no reason, just the first name popped in my head.
Okay, great.
Very good.
Robbie, if you'll give him a...
Here you go. Here's the knife.
Is your carving knife for your pumpkin? Time to prepare your pumpkin for
Set
your date.
On the tarpon.
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 Okay, here we go.
Tarpon. Yeah, put the pumpkin in the tarpon.
Sound of actually cutting it open.
All right. Being very, watch out for that thumb, Simon. We don't want to lose a digit. Of course, that would add to the, be just a little something more for the horror-thon.
It's almost time.
It's right. Almost time, kids. He's cutting the hole in his pumpkin now.
Kind of triangular.
Great carving. Oh,
there's some tough angles in there, Simon.
That's a rhombus.
Rhombus. It's an Iditarod.
Hey, dumb it down, guys. What, does it look like a stop sign?
Close enough.
Bring it down to my level, please.
It's a trapezoid.
Bring it down to the contiguous level, please.
Four-sided polygon.
It's already a geometric shape.
Now, Simon is not only here with a pumpkin.
God, I hope that's not a
You brought a fluffer with you?
Yes, I do. I have a close friend of mine with me.
Hold on a second. Oh, look, Kai's already done.
Kai's done. Yay.
Hey, Kai's here already.
All right, wow. Kai. Christ. Round of applause for Kai.
I know. Kai didn't even...
It's hot in here, yes.
Yeah. I don't think she even took all of her time to be
honest. That's terrific. Well, that's good. No extra credit, though.
The question is, Kai, now we need you to get right on the microphone, please.
Yes.
Honey, how did the date go?
Oh, the date was fabulous.
Fabulous date. Uh-huh.
Did you have a good time? Was it a successful date?
Very successful.
Very successful.
You know, pumpkin aside, she may want to fix her.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, your boobs are coming out of your
That's
shirt
right,
there.
Okay.
I mean, it's a lovely gesture.
Don't apologize.
I'm going to ask Buzz to give this the test, please, if you wouldn't mind, Buzz.
All right. We'll take one for the team, Buzz.
If you would pass the pumpkin over to Buzz.
All right.
This is the way that we have to make sure that, and on the microphone, please.
Buzz is coming over there.
And
success!
Success!
Yay! All right, time to get your pumpkin numbered.
Success!
All right, bring it. Hold on, she's getting her picture taken with her pumpkin.
Very good.
Can I take this over?
No, you got to leave the forever
the gear on. Yeah, leave the umbrella on. Okay, bring it over here.
Bring your pumpkin over to get it numbered so you can be in the drawing. Oh, watch out! Careful.
Yes,
it almost fell down.
All right, very good. Okay. All right,
and good. Just put a number. Two.
All right, two.
Congratulations.
Two.
Okay, so you've already won $300 with a chance to win $1,000.
Right.
Wow, I'm woozy from the fumage.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Kai, go out. Wait for your number to be called.
Wow.
And now Simon?
Now, Simon has a fluffer with him. Let's meet Simon's fluffer.
I'd rather not bring her on the air.
Okay.
She's a little on the shy side.
All right, no problem.
All right, is it the girl in the purple?
Yes,
we'll just wave. Hi.
So Simon has actually brought himself a fluffer. Go to the room, please, Simon.
See you later, Simon. Five minutes. I know get there.
We got a break.
Yeah, we do.
I know we got a break.
I have to wash.
Yeah. We're all feeling kind of uggy.
There's lots of pumpkin love in this studio today.
There is indeed.
Man.
Happy Halloween.
This is the greatest show we've ever done.
Ooh.
This truly is. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing? Who am I speaking to?
This is Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Okay.
I've just been listening to you guys for a little while. You guys are great, man.
Oh, thanks. We appreciate it.
No problem, man.
Thank you. Oh, no. Lisa, what's happening out there?
Yeah.
What's going on out there? Who's got the kid out there?
The fluffer.
Oh, the fluffer's got the kid.
She's four. She's cute. Elizabeth, she's cute. I gave her a little pumpkin take home.
Oh, good.
Let's bring her in. Say hi to her.
No.
Oh, no, come on. I meant just say hi to her.
No.
I mean, I'm nothing sexual or anything.
No, I just don't think it's a good idea.
Come on. I think it's funny.
No, you brought a kid down here.
Yeah,
no, don't.
Hi, honey.
No. Okay.
Oh, no. Here comes the kid. All right. Just piss Mike off. I'm not doing this to piss you off.
Okay.
Hi.
All right.
Hi.
Jesus Christ.
Hi.
All right. See you later.
Maybe you go down to Ken's office for a couple of minutes while your mommy's in the other room.
That might be a good idea.
Yeah, why don't you take her down to Ken's office?
Ah, you're killing.
I just want the kid running around while this is going on.
Mother of the year.
I mean, there's a chance that the kid could walk in when something's happening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't want that.
Jesus Christ. Lisa, would you really take the kid down to Ken's office, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, let Ken watch the kid.
I saw Ken in the hallway. He's a happy man today.
Is he happy with the show today?
No, he gave me a look. There are a lot of people running around the hallways today. Huh.
Yeah, wonder why.
God.
Wonder why. Okay, well, just take care of the child, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey,
you know, let that just be a lesson to anyone who's going to come on the show and bring a fluffer. Maybe get some daycare for your kids.
Joe.
Hey, hi, Joe. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Joe. Hey, I want to come dressed as a pumpkin. Can the girls sit on me?
Oh, get out of here, please.
Oh, please, come on. I can drive.
Play the home game.
Good pumpkin.
Play the home version.
Yeah, get out of here.
Okay, I'll play the home version.
Get out of here. All right.
I love you guys.
All right, thank you for the call. I think he thought he was talking to Joe, and then he thought he was talking to Buzz.
I think so.
And he was talking to us. So when we get back, we've got the guy and his fluffer.
Right.
Lisa, how many more guys? We got only one more guy left?
One more guy.
One more guy to go, and then we'll give away the money. It's our spooktacular, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen a new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Oh, listen, call us. Call us, I said.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right now, listen, that's the national number.
All right.
877-365-3636 in New York. 877-692-1027. We have one guy who's in the room now. He's just begun.
Yeah, the gentleman
he's
with the
fluffer. He's only just begun.
One pumpkin guy who's going at it right now. He's the guy with the fluffer.
Right.
The fluffer who brought her kid down, who we've now put in the daycare part of WNEW.
Good.
And that means we got one more guy to carve. And to go in and do his thing, right?
I believe that's the only person in the Ken Stevens Daycare Center. Yes, just one more guy.
Mm-hmm. So let's get the last guy to come in, because then when they're all done, we can give away the money.
Yeah, we can
all
have the drawing. Let's bring the next carver.
Hello.
Carver.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Steve. How you doing?
Hey, Steve. Oh, are you the drunk guy?
Yeah.
How drunk are you, Steve?
Pretty drunk.
And you know what? He just sold it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have you met our producer?
I would like to.
Although, you know what? She, in the last 2 hours, has had an amazing rebound.
Yeah, I mean, she's almost ready to start drinking again.
Rock on, Lisa.
Well, she's eating like a horse again.
Well, you know how it is. You know, when you come out of that period of time, it's almost like a state of euphoria.
So are you ready to, Lisa, just for the record, are you ready to give up the whole food poisoning thing now? Being as you're eating gigantic amounts of food again?
Yeah, okay, sure. All right, that's good. Okay.
Hey, fellas.
It was a booze. Yeah.
Have you found a place in Virginia for Murphy's Romance?
Yes, we have a guy who's actually putting the porno on a week from this Saturday.
Because Fox Chase, I think, something like that, theaters in Alexandria show X-rated theaters.
It's, I think, one of the only X-rated theaters in Virginia.
What have you been drinking so far today?
A little Grey Goose and a little Bombay Sapphire Gin.
Won't you be having fun later?
Oh, yes.
What time did you start drinking today?
Well, you have to start after 12, because if you start before 12, you're an alcoholic.
Right.
Yeah, but remember, it's always 12 somewhere.
Exactly.
Wow.
All right, well, good for you. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You know what's a good cocktail? A gin and vodka.
Yeah, really. Vodka and gin. You'll never win.
He's a rich drunk, though. He's drinking expensive stuff.
Yeah, he is. Well, he's probably a man of means.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, can I speak with Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hi.
Hi. I got a question for Don.
Yes, I'm here.
When you rang the bell early on, Ty, did you have premature...
I think we're going to have to delete that out.
Although, it's sad that we do. Because it's pretty damn funny.
Because the guy's funny. Uh-huh. The guy's funny. I'm pretty sure that didn't make the air, though.
Damn.
Maybe
that,
it
that's
did.
That's quality. But I, you know, I'd like to find out, because that's good. That's one of the best ones we've had.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll check it out and see if it made through the censors. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That is the best one
happy,
today.
Happy Halloween! 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 Happy Halloween!
Okay, I mean, just looked at the instant feedback. Jason from... DC writes, I can't wait to hear what you have guys do with turkeys on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you can wait.
George in New Jersey, what kind of woman brings a kid with her when she's there to fluff a guy? Does she look like the crack whore that she is?
Oh, wow. No, wow, no. Such hostility.
Very nice.
Let me see what else we got doing here. What's a fluffer? A fluffer is a woman who comes in to fluff a guy up.
Yeah, it's usually done in a adult film.
Yeah.
They have women there that prepare
sure.
a man for his scene.
Much like, you know, you fluff your pillow to get it just right.
Exactly.
Let's meet our next contestant.
Hi, what's your name?
Giacomo Dundee.
Giacomo Dundee. Cool. It's unprecedented. Giacomo Dundee here with his pumpkin. He's just a man. Just people.
Giacomo, where are you from?
Long Island.
From Long Island. What do you do? Do you want to say?
Nah, not really.
Okay. The pumpkin you selected?
That's right.
Oh, you got a nice little deal there.
Do you have a name for your pumpkin?
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Hey, Buzz. Interesting.
That's for you, Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm seeing what you're planning on doing. He's got one with a long stem on the audit.
Right. He's going to use it like a handle.
So that's what I believe. See, he's simulating the date right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he looks like he's into it. Giacomo Dundee. What a great name. Sounds like a boxer.
All right, Giacomo, what we're going to do is give you the knife.
The knife.
Rob, get him set up with the tarpin down on the floor.
Do that on the floor.
There you go.
Down on the tarpin.
Let's get you the sound of you cutting your hole.
Right now, the amazing Giacomo Dundee carving his pumpkin. Listen carefully.
Nice control.
Hello, pumpkin.
Wow, good for
He's
you.
Just people.
It's going to pay off.
Just people. That's a large hole, Giacomo.
Yeah.
And that was the sound of Giacomo's hole.
He threw his hole into the trash can.
Shave the edges, make sure don't get no
smoothing. This is some strategy we haven't seen yet.
Yeah. He's shaving the edges.
He's actually shaving the edges of the hole of his date.
Shave. I practiced yesterday. They come in here and
have it. Oh, he practiced.
Yeah. Hold on, Giacomo. Get up on mic here.
That's a good thing.
Come here. Get up on the microphone for a second. Would you do You're kidding me. You practiced?
Yeah, what do you think? I'm going to come in here an amateur?
Yeah.
Can't wait to get paid.
He's prepared.
When did you practice?
Last night in my free time.
Okay.
That's why they call it free time.
You're okay.
Giacomo Dundee, he rehearsed it.
I got a little help also.
Oh,
I got you.
That's good. That's a good thing, too.
He's just people.
Just people.
Just a man.
There he is, Giacomo Dundee. How will he succeed? Well, he practiced night before with his very own pumpkin.
Okay. All right, John, the other guy is ready?
Yeah, we got time in the other room.
Don, who would have thought we would have this much success, and I can tell by the grin.
All right. Now, he's here with his fluffer. Simon?
Yes.
Simon, you got to step right up to the microphone, please. Simon, how did the date go?
Date was awesome.
The date with Teresa, your pumpkin, was awesome?
Yes, it was.
A successful date.
Very successful.
Very good.
Would you like to show us how successful?
I would, but it's all inside.
Oh, what he needs is it's inside information.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, we rarely do this, but I would say take his word for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to ask you to do? I'm going to ask you to just take the pumpkin over the trash can.
No.
And yes, no. And let's just see.
Okay. Well, something came out.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks so much.
All right, Simon.
Get
well done.
Get the hazmat suits.
Well done. Come on.
Thank
here.
You, Simon. Don's going to number your pumpkin.
Let me number your pumpkin for you. This would be Robbie. Is this number 5?
I believe so. I think that was a seed that came out.
Number 5.
A demon seed is what came out. That's what come out of there. All right, thank you, Simon.
See you later, lady.
Okay, so Simon gets...
Jesus Christ.
The mother of the year.
God almighty.
Simon gets $50 for coming in, $250 for the successful date, and he's in the running for $1,000. And Mike, I'm sorry, we do have one last contestant.
Okay.
Bring her in.
Why are you sorry?
Well, no, because...
I said that he was the last contestant.
Oh, okay. Right.
And I'm not sorry. We got another contestant coming in. And I'm sorry for you, maybe, that it might be the girl who said she looks like Britney Spears.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Well, we'll find out as soon as she makes her way inside.
Let's find out.
She's crossing the T's and dotting the I's on the release form.
So oh, the legal documentation that takes place.
Hey, Rob, is she the Britney Spears lookalike?
My guess is no.
Okay. You know, and I never made, like, I don't get any payoff for this, do I? Except the knowledge that I was right about that lady.
Yeah, our esteem.
Our esteem, that's it. Well, you know what? That's paying me off tenfold.
Tenfold.
And a hearty handshake.
That's hello. Paying me off multifold.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hello.
The changes in the Don and Mike Show are multifold.
Hello,
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Don, you ain't never said Kai won a 250 or not.
Oh, yeah, no, listen. Yes. Ty won the 250. Buzz did the old smell test.
Are you a friend of Kai's?
I would like to be.
Yeah, of course you would like to be.
Hmm?
Of course you would. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Speak to us.
Oh, hold on a second. I pushed the wrong button. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Donald?
Pardon me?
This is Major Bill Smith.
Oh, this is an awful Major Bill Smith impression.
Yeah, that is not fall off the bone funny.
Okay, where's the girl? How long does it take her to put X by her name?
We're waiting. I guess she just arrived. Late arrival, right?
Yeah, recent arrival.
Just got here.
Okay, well, I'd like to get her in here and have her get her the thing ready.
I'd like to, we were discussing, cover the stem?
Yeah, put the USC player on. Okay, here she is.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hey, you are a Britney Spears lookalike.
Hello.
Just kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
Hi, honey. What's your name?
Nicole,
where are you from?
Brooklyn.
What do you do? You want to say?
Homemaker.
Oh, homemaker. Happy homemaker.
Right? Very good to hear a last-minute entry. You just had to play today, right?
Yeah.
Now, did you pick out a pumpkin, Nicole?
Our pumpkin steward is bringing a few to her to choose from.
Oh, very good.
All right, well, you get to hear this on the air.
Well, the pumpkin selection process, very exciting. We haven't heard that all day.
That's usually behind the scenes, but we're going to bring it to the listener.
Very exciting.
We've never heard that. Okay, here's your USC football player.
There you go.
Let's take care of the pumpkin.
And now the pumpkins are being... brought down the hallway.
I see them coming now.
Here they come. And right now.
You get to choose a pumpkin. You're the absolute last contestant today.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, well, we think so, too. There you go. Pick one you like.
So you already win $50. If you have a successful date, you win $250. You got a chance to win $1,000 here. Which one do you like? Oh, that one's a nasty one. Don't take that one. You might hurt yourself with that one.
It's too little, right?
Too little. Too long.
Too long.
Oh,
just right.
This is nice.
Yeah, there you go.
She's got the pumpkin.
I kind of thought you might pick that
it's
one. Sure.
The fattest one.
Yeah.
It's the fattest one. Okay, now what we have to do is take him, take the USC player out of this package.
Yes. Right.
There you go.
And,
he's out.
He's out.
He's out. And now
put him on.
Cover your pumpkin.
There we go.
And you know, really, it's important in cool weather to make sure your pumpkin's always covered. Yeah. There you go.
Hey, you're good at that.
Terrific.
Looks to me like you maybe have done that before.
Of course.
Excellent.
A couple thousand times.
There you go.
Okay, so the other guy in the room, how much time is he? Oh, he's still got a minute and a half left.
Minute and a half, and when he's done, you get to go in there.
Okay, let's stay here. Let's not go to break yet. We'll wait for the guy in the room to get done.
Right.
Then we'll put her in the room, and then after that, we'll declare the winners.
And what was he? Was he Giacomo Dundee?
Yes. That's right.
Hello. Giacomo Dundee just almost finished with people.
Just a man. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing? How come Halloween's the biggest holiday down south?
Why?
Because they get to pumpkin.
Pumpkin. They get to pumpkin.
Uh-huh.
I love you guys.
Okay.
Kind of dumb, but not bad.
You know, that would want to make us laugh.
Yeah, I think so.
We all had to stop for that because they have to pumpkin.
Yeah, but let I remind everybody, Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in her cap and called it everybody. You know, I after we had that joke on Make Us Laugh, I'm telling a bunch of my friends, and maybe it's us. You know what I mean?
Oh, Helen Keller's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I get the laugh, but people don't want to laugh out loud, you know, and I'm kind of feeling silly when I do that.
You want to do Helen Keller and Rush Limbaugh trick-or-treating? You want to be Helen Keller? I'll be Rush Limbaugh.
Okay, very good.
Robbie, be the doorbell.
Okay.
Bing bong. Ding-dong-ding.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hello. Thank you. We're here all week.
Did you see that? Did you see that? That bit of radio magic? Not a script.
Will you tell everybody we didn't have a script for that?
No, they didn't have a script
for that. No.
And I think Giacomo Dundee's time has expired.
Yes, it has.
He's up. Get him in here.
You're just correct. People.
He's just a man with a pumpkin.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi, we are. Hi.
Hi, this is Bob from Seattle. Cool.
Hi there. Hi, Bob.
Howdy, Bob.
I think you guys show great. I've called the buzz and said take Mark and Brian off.
Yeah, great. You know, we need to have that fourth hour. It's vital for the people of Seattle so that they don't miss anything.
You bet. Well, just call and say you guys are great, and I'll let you go.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Love being on in Seattle on KQBZ.
In the Pacific Northwest.
100, I think 100 point something FM. I don't want to screw it up.
The buzz.
Yeah.
It's 100 point something FM.
That's their image liner. 100 right, point something.
Where is Giacomo Dundee?
Is the guy done? I thought the guy was done.
Johnny's retrieving him.
Oh, John, would you bring him in?
It's a long process to go from one studio to the next.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. I'm trying to find out what happened with the date.
Hold on a second. All right. Can you hold on, please? I'll come right back to you, I promise.
Stay back.
Hold on. Okay, Giacomo Dundee.
There's evidence. He gets his 250.
Maybe you heard the reaction.
No, don't. No, no, no. All right.
Oh, God.
All right, congratulations.
Oh, my God.
All right, good job.
Good to the last drop.
That you got to number that one. You got to be real careful when you number this one.
That's the slogan of Maxwell House. Call me.
Right, very good.
What, Giacomo?
Anybody want to buy a good used pumpkin?
Oh, my.
It's only once.
Very good, Giacomo.
Jesus Christ.
Giacomo.
Wow, you really...
Let me ask you,
how was the date?
She was all right, nice and soft. A little cold and wet, but...
Don't put it on the counter.
All right, bring her over here and let me...
John will number it for you.
Let me number her for you. Oh, God.
Oh, my.
There's love all over this.
Yes.
Whatever, it's got to be on this card. Whatever way it makes you comfortable, you have to do it.
And meanwhile, you're hearing Johnny preparing our last contestant.
Right.
What?
There we go.
In soap?
Yes. Yeah.
Don't wave that around there, Giacomo.
No, I'm getting it. I'm telling you to get in here, and then I'm leaving.
All right.
Yeah, you're listening to John talk to our final contestant.
She'll have 5 minutes.
She can do it during the commercial break, and we'll come back.
Like an episode of Behind the Pumpkin.
Well, why
truly really is.
Welcome to my breakdown.
No kidding.
No S.
I hope I didn't scare you.
I'm suddenly very itchy.
That's just the way we are.
Don't touch your eyes.
This is one hell of a show. And keep in mind, Halloween ain't even for another week.
Pretty amazing.
We're just getting going with our Halloween stuff.
Laugh and scream, yeah.
All right, Johnny, is she ready to go?
No, hold on. Is John still giving her instructions, or is she talking to herself in there?
I can't see.
What's happening?
That's maybe because Tony's entire head is taking up the glass.
Hey, John, do you see John, Robbie?
No, I think John might still be in there, because I don't see him in
just
the show.
Holler out there and say, tell her to get started.
Just yell for John. Oh, John, she's going?
Okay.
She started? All right, good.
All right, good. Her time has begun.
Very good.
Her pleasure time has begun. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
You ready to go? How's it going, Don and Mike?
Turn your radio down, please.
Turn your radio down, please. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, Don?
Hi.
You guys like Helen Keller so much, I got one for you.
All right, go.
Why does Helen Keller play the piano with one hand?
Why?
Because she's using the other one to sing.
I've heard that one.
Okay. All right, so it's not bad.
Never heard that one, Rob. You. They're great when you hear them the first time.
Not bad. Can I get a prize?
Yeah, I'll give you a prize. Hold on a second. I'll give you a prize. Yeah, that made Buzz. I mean, that made Rob laugh. Yeah, I mean, we all laughed.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, hold on. I'll give you something. What am I going to give you?
You want a pumpkin?
No. Here you go. No. The Boogeyman DVD and prize pack. Boogeyman.
Boogie.
One of the scariest movies of all time on DVD. Thank you, my friend. Where are you calling from?
My name is Isaac. I'm calling from New York City.
Beautiful. Thank you, Isaac. Hold on just a second. Okay, we're on our last contestant.
Yes.
And when we come back, we'll find out if she was successful on her date with a pumpkin.
And then the big money drawing.
Yes, and then everybody comes in the studio with their pumpkins.
And we're going to get $1,000 for the guy and the girl?
Absolutely.
Very good.
So stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Kid, Robitussin. No matter what you got, Robitussin better handle it. Daddy, I got asthma, Robitussin. I got cancer, Robitussin. I broke my leg, Daddy poured Robitussin on it. Yeah, boy, let that cussin get in there, boy. Yeah, boy, let that cussin get on down to the bone. Yeah, the cussin ought to straighten out the bone. It's good. If you run out of cussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up, more cussin. More cussin.
You can call Don
John and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right. That's a national number. New York, your number is 877-692-1027.
Hey, Rob, come here and feel this. The Don and Mike Show.
Gutterballs bowling tonight.
All right.
It's our bowling team, the Don and Mike Gutterballs.
We're going to win tonight.
I got a good feeling, Mike.
Good.
Tonight, the Job Squad, that's who we're playing. Come out and see Rummy and all the rest of the Don and Mike Gutterballs.
What is your good feeling telling you?
Yeah. My good feeling tells me Lisa's going to get bombed tonight.
Oh, God.
Same lineup as last week, by the way.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Job Squad, that's who we're playing tonight at the Jersey Lanes in Linden, New Jersey at 30 Park Avenue. Love to see you there. Tomorrow on the show, it's been years since we've done this bit, the real phone booth Olympics.
Oh,
fantastic.
Yeah. People really run from phone booth
this
in major shopping centers.
And it's a great place to do it.
Friday on the show, generally speaking, for an older broad, a POA, Leslie Visser.
Ah, yes.
Ooh, right. She gets to play with Dick Stockton's D.
Yeah, absolutely. She has a great time with his D.
Married Dick Stockton. Also Friday,
Tickle the Bees.
We have a brand new low budget Jeff R.D. and the At the Movie segment this week. It's Charlie Stossel and Tom Gavin.
I may have looked forward to something more on this show, but I don't recall it. I think it's going to be very, very special, and I might actually prep Tom before he comes into the studio to really, really indicate how he can have a good time with Charlie.
and even though and we're not done yet with the Pumpkin Love Show, we're going to wind that up. We'll continue next week with the Big Money Pumpkin game back in D.C. with two separate Halloween events.
Very good.
Next week, so everybody in D.C. can participate also. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, love your show. My name's Sabina.
Thank you, Sabina.
Sabina, don't just look at it. Eat it.
I just wanted to make a comment.
Sure.
I go into the city every day. I go to the Midtown Tunnel, and I just got out of it, and I am so appalled by how they're handling security measures there. They're not even checking cars. They're only checking vans and trucks. And, you know, if somebody wants to drive a bomb into the Midtown Tunnel in a car, they'll do it.
All right, thank you. I don't disagree with that. Like, we were busting Amtrak's balls the other day about their security.
I really hope that with the legislation that goes through, that they're eventually going to tighten some stuff up. They're saying they will. I guess we'll have to just wait.
I think most people are not pissed about the traffic restrictions coming into New York now, and the problems at the airports everywhere with the waiting for the baggage.
Gotta
and stuff.
Be done.
No one's pissed about that. Everyone's saying go ahead and do it.
Well, what's strange though is they have these measures. And they backed off, and then today I know at Dulles they started with some new security things, stuff you can't see, like computer profiling. When you when you check your bags, they have you in a database, and if you're flagged, like buying a ticket for cash or buying it one way, these are going to be people that are going to be checked out.
Good. Good. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello,
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Just want to tell you guys, I go to college here in the city. And I got a term paper due Friday. I've been sitting at the computer screen since you guys came on at 11. I haven't written a damn word.
Beautiful.
So funny.
Beautiful. Glad to hear it.
I'm going to fail. I have a term paper to write about religion, and I'm going to be writing about, your little pumpkin love.
I once again want to thank Johnny, who's done such a good job with these people.
Yeah.
And Lisa, too, and all the people that have actually had contact.
Very
good.
You hear that, Rummy?
Can I get a prize for my struggles?
No, I'm not giving you a prize.
No.
You've won a turn.
Get out of here. Did you hear that, Rummy? Mike was giving you some love.
There you go, Rummy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
She's just people.
People.
Hello.
Lisa Hernan. But look, there, another cosmopolitan.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, it's me, Venom.
Hi, Venom.
Yeah, now I wanted to repeat what I heard part of what that lady was saying earlier. Anybody who is suicidal, willing to commit suicide to accomplish their mission, is a lot more difficult to stop. You understand?
Yes, thank you, Venom.
Thanks, Venom.
Bye-bye. That was Venom, everybody.
Can't argue with that either.
A deep statement from Venom.
And here we are trying to provide a diversion with our pumpkins.
All right, let's bring in the final contestant,
the lady,
to see how Nicole did. Okay, reader, I'm looking on the instant feedback. Some people are not paying attention here.
Someone said, how come the guys get more money than the girls
if they don't?
If they have a successful date.
They don't.
They don't. Let me explain to you that every guy... Hi, Johnny. What's happening?
Oh, no. What's going
on? I told... she's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I told her, please don't go to the bathroom because they could call to you any minute. I turned to answer the phone.
Here she comes.
Ran to the bathroom.
Here she comes.
Every guy and every girl that comes and participates today gets $50. Everyone who has a successful date...
Stand right over there.
...gets an additional $250. One of these people is going to win $1,000. One guy and
that's
one
right.
Girl.
We're going to have a drawing with all the pumpkins. Yeah. And we're going to have a lucky $1,000 winner for the women and for the men.
So everybody gets $50.
And Nicole, you're done.
If it's a successful date, guys and girls, they both get $250 more.
Right.
And then everybody gets a chance to win $1,000. Nicole, how was your date with... Who did you... did you name the pumpkin?
No.
No, you didn't give the pumpkin a name?
Was your date successful?
Yes.
Very good.
It was?
It looks it.
Yes.
Does it? May I see?
Take the pumpkin over to Don.
Bring it over here.
He'll have to number it for you also.
Let me take a look at it.
Right now.
So we were wondering if...
Hey, Don, and I include you on that, taking it for the team today.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is...
I named my pumpkin Don.
Oh, you?
Oh, she named her pumpkin Don.
Honey, that's so sweet. I had to verify it.
And you have. And then she slapped.
Yeah.
Success?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good.
Yeah.
Now, what number is it?
Number three. For
number three, all right.
Number three. And she just hit me.
Girl, and that's it.
Hey,
Nicole, take your pumpkin.
What am I supposed to do? It's the only way I can tell.
Okay. Take your pumpkin.
Let me tell you something else before the other girls get back in here. That's the best smelling one.
All right. And he knows his sense.
Yeah. The sweetest smelling pumpkin I've smelled today.
Thank you, Nicole.
All right, now
they're all done.
Let's bring them all in.
All right. Everybody.
Let's give them all a round of applause. All of the guys, all of the girls.
Come on in.
Come on in, everybody.
All
these pervs that came in today.
Buddy, come on in.
Mike, there's no smell in here now.
Not yet, Don.
All right, now, let's see. Guys, everybody have a good time, guys? Everybody okay?
Yeah.
Now, the only guy that didn't success was you, right, Sean?
The first guy.
So, Sean, you got $50 already.
Well, that's $50, so that's not bad.
And let me see, and everybody else here, all the girls and all the guys, everybody else had successful dates, so everybody else has already won $300.
$300 at least.
All right.
Yeah. And two of you are going to walk out of here with $1,000.
Okay, here we go. Let's do the girls first. Because there's only three girls.
Yes. All right. Nervous moment for
girls. Your pumpkins have numbers on them, right?
Yes.
It is a nervous moment for Nicole, Kai, and Vanessa.
Okay.
Here we go.
Who has what number? Nicole, what number is yours?
Three.
Kai, what number you have?
Two.
Number two. And Vanessa?
Is number one.
This is the winner.
All right, here we go.
$1,000 for pumpkin number two.
Number two! Oh, yeah. Hi.
Question.
What?
We get a check, right?
You get a check, yes.
Yeah, is it possible, because I would like to split it with number one.
You know, it's your money. You can do whatever you want with it.
You give me any money. I'll get it to you.
Wait, hold on.
You want to share some love with Nicole, though, at all? Or
what about... Wait, hold on.
How come you going to split it with Vanessa but give none to Nicole?
Did you guys become buddies?
Yeah, she helped me achieve them.
Oh, all right. Okay. Way to go. Right. Hey, is that sportsmanship or what?
Wow.
Just people. It's amazing.
Huh.
Alliance is formed.
All right, now, the guys.
Giammo Gianco, don't wave that pumpkin around, please.
And Giammo Dundee.
Gianco.
Giammo Dundee, everybody is instant messaging us. Isn't that a character from the movie Johnny Dangerously with Michael Keaton?
Giammo Dundee. It's an alias. That's okay.
All right. Step up, guys, one at a time to the microphone. Tell me your name and your pumpkin number, please, so we know who's going to win here.
Nick 4.
Nick 4?
Sean number 1.
Right?
Simon number 5.
Simon. Okay, Simon with the fluffer.
Giammo number 6.
There you go.
And Rick the pumpkin eater number 3.
And last but not least,
Tony number 2.
Tony. All right, guys. Here you go. As you can see, this is at random. One of you wins $1,000, and it is pumpkin number 3.
Number 3.
Yeah.
Who has pumpkin number 3?
Is that's Rick?
Rick?
Rick, congratulations. Step up to the microphone,
Step
Rick.
Step up, Rick.
You just won $1,000.
I just won $1,000, and I want to thank all the little people who made this possible. And I want to thank all the money. Thank you very much.
Very good. Very good. Beautiful.
Give yourselves a round of applause.
So Rick gets a total of $1,300 today. And everybody except the first guy walks out of here with $300 today.
Are y'all happy?
All right, very good.
All right, happy Halloween. Get out of here, everybody.
Get out of here, everybody, right now.
What, Nicole? What, Nicole? I can't hear you. What?
Is something for naming my pumpkin Dawn?
She wants more. They all want more.
Honey, just give you $300.
You got $300. Get out of here, Nicole.
Come on, get out of here, Nicole.
All right, get out of here, all of you. All of you, move, move, move.
Take some pride in the fact that you have good personal hygiene.
Right now, go.
Wonderful.
Go.
Let that be your prize.
Go.
And there's a lot of bravery among the contestants because they were all just shaking hands.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, goddamn. Right.
Might as well.
Now, hey, RJ Diaz, come here for a second. RJ, you took pictures. Did everyone allow pictures to be taken, or were there some who didn't?
We had a couple that did not, but what we ended up doing was putting either the pumpkin over their face, or we just took their hands holding the pumpkin.
Ah. Beautiful. And these pictures will be on DonandMikeFans.com?
They will be on DonandMikeFans.com this evening.
Beautiful. Thank you. RJ Diaz, thank you.
Along with the bowling, will be on tomorrow.
Oh, excellent. Way to go, RJ.
Are you coming out to the lanes tonight?
Absolutely.
See you there. Thank you, RJ.
Very good, RJ. RJ Diaz.
All right, everybody. Well, welcome to our nightmare. And now keep in mind, this is just part number one of our Halloween spooktacular.
Fantastic.
We made radio history today. Yeah. And we made history not only by the acts of our great listeners, but by the fact that we got this through the CBS lawyers.
That was a deal unto itself.
Wow. At 5 o'clock yesterday, wanted to decan the whole damn thing.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Top.
Hello, what did he say?
This is a
What is this, Robert?
He's talking about the Hawaiian burger in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, is this Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, it's...
It's so bad you can't hear it.
Yeah.
You gotta
hold it up closer to the telephone.
That ain't no country I ever heard of. They say what?
You know, that'd be a good bit if you get it.
Yeah, he wasn't playing the tape on a close and play.
Get it down closer to the telephone. Jeez. Hello, Don and Mike. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Christ's sake. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, Nicole sounded kind of chunky, man. Was she chunky?
Nope. No, Nicole was skinny.
Yeah, she was had a nice body.
Way
nice.
Skinny.
Was she a black girl?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the women were women of color. And I'm sorry about that, Rob. I know that upsets you. We had no white, blonde hair, blue eyed girls in here today.
You know, if you and her got together, y'all would be a Sunday.
Sunday.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike.
I hope it's not like the U2 song.
Hey, Don.
I hope it's not a bloody Sunday.
Sunday, bloody Sunday. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, do the pumpkins have to catch it? Can they pitch to the guys?
No, the pumpkins cannot pitch to the guys, thank you.
Hey, just don't pick them up by the stems, okay?
Okay, right, gotcha. Everybody's loving the contest now. Huh?
Everybody's got their own thoughts on it. That's next year.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, New York. Great turnout today for the pumpkin contest.
And congratulations to Rick and also, was it Nicole?
Yeah, Rick and Nicole.
And Nicole split her money with Vanessa.
Big winners. They were all big winners, except the guy that looks like the retarded Paul McCartney.
That's right.
Now let's go to Buzz.
Yes.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
But even the guy who looks like the retarded Paul McCartney won $50.
Yes, he did.
Absolutely. There are no losers on the Dynamite Show.
Remember when you're talking about pumpkin love.
Buzz, what is the lead story today?
Well, we'll have an A-word update, but Osama...
Shock, yeah. Okay, the goddamn pussy. Stand by, everybody. I mean, stay tuned.
Stay tuned,
stay tuned, please.
Hold on, stay tuned. Right there.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Of course, that was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Try listening in the fart sack. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. What's
going on, guys?
Hi.
Hey, I got a favor to ask you.
Sure.
Tonight at the bowling alley, would you be interested or willing to get on camera with me and just punch me in the face, say hi, this is Don and Mike, and then just punch me?
Why do you want us to punch you?
Because we're me and my friends are making a video, and it could be really funny to have you guys on it.
Like a fake punch?
No. Like a medium smack against the head.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, what do you mean, like a jackass thing?
Yeah, basically.
Can we do it hard?
Yeah, you can do it as hard as you want.
Yeah. Hard as we can to your head?
Sure. Yes, you could.
Okay.
I won't press charges.
Okay.
Very good. You'll have to sign a release.
Okay, you will?
If you sign the release that you won't sue us.
Right.
I'll sign anything.
Yeah, sure then.
Okay, I'll meet you tonight then.
Okay, we'll see you
John.
Then. Okay, John, we'll be, the Dynamite Gutterballs will be at the Jersey Lanes in Linden, New Jersey tonight at 8 when we play the Job Squad. Come on out and see us to punch this guy in the head for his homemade jackass video.
Hey, I can get a whole bunch of people to punch me in the head. Nice.
And guys, don't hurt your bowling hands when you do that.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
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 What was his name?
John.
John. John D.A.
Hello, Dr. Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, guys. You guys effing rock.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I want to let you know that caller earlier was mistaken. KGEO and Bakersfield is live, and I'm loving the show. I got a name for a pumpkin. If you could call her Jackie, as in Jackie O'Lantern.
Gotcha. All right, and listen, there's good news that another one of our affiliates has made the wise decision.
Absolutely.
To run the show live, radio station KGEO in Bakersfield.
Pumpkin pie for breakfast.
Cool. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, guys, I wanted to ask you something.
What?
Did any of those pumpkins happen to have a great ass?
He got a great ass.
I'll tell you right now, that pumpkin had a great ass.
Hey, guys, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I sent in my information for the 4-Hour Club, and I still haven't received a card yet. Can I give you my information, like the lease or something?
Sure. When did you send in?
I'd say about a month and a half ago, right when you were telling us to send them in, I sent mine in.
No, Rummy's shaking her head. What does that mean? No, you won't take the information, Rummy? Yeah, hold on. I'll make her do it. Hold on a second.
Does he have the information?
Yes.
Will we take it?
No. Lisa's got a great ass!
Sure
Rummy
does.
Herndon!
What can you tell me about Rummy Herndon?
She's got a great ass!
And now here is Guy Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike. No surprise to our military or our civilians, the Taliban is now hiding its troops and equipment in mosques and residential neighborhoods, hoping to avoid American and British bombs.
Ain't that really the sign of that? That's a sign we got that these bastards running with their tails between their legs now.
For the record, the Pentagon yesterday labeled that cowardly. It should also be noted these words from defense officials come just days after we hit residential areas over the weekend. Those bombs have turned more Muslims away from the war against terrorism and towards supporting the Taliban. But quoting a Pentagon official, we care deeply about the loss of life, unlike the people who carried out the attacks on September 11th.
See Bush on TV yesterday?
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
It was funny when he just said, I don't have anthrax.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're so sensitive about that right now in Washington, D.C., and he's trying to put up the good front. Wasn't the question whether he'd been tested?
Yeah. Right. I don't have anthrax. Just the way he said it.
Right.
I mean, you know, I support our president. He's
right.
Doing a great job, especially now.
Right.
He still's a goofball.
I don't got no anthrax.
I don't got anthrax.
Never did answer the question. He was asked by reporters more than once if he'd been tested for anthrax, quoting the president. I don't have anthrax. That was his answer each time after he was asked three times if he'd been tested. One White House staffer tells the Washington Post it's not rocket science to think the White House is a likely target for anthrax terror. All of this after anthrax spores were found on a machine that opens mail for the White House. That machine's at a facility miles from the Oval Office, and mail delivery to the White House was cut off 10 days ago, so they think everybody there is okay.
You know, I know he's got his spin doctors, but if you're in a situation where you, you know, want people to lay low, you say, yes, I've been tested. And I don't have it. I mean, I don't think you're doing that much damage. However, when you don't answer the question,
right.
That's when you start to wonder, you know, did it get through or something like that?
Little Miss can't be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You're spin doctors.
thank you for remembering the hit.
Oh, and also Two Princes.
Okay. Not as big as Little Miss, though.
No, Two bigger. Princes actually bigger than that.
Really?
Little Miss can't be wrong.
See, I mean, come on. But was it contiguous?
Hey, Rummy. I just love calling her that. What? I don't understand what you just put on the screen. Could you come in here? In your alcoholic trance? She just put on the screen mass. Mass what? Mass?
I tried my damnedest.
Hi there.
So what?
So what? What did you just put on the screen?
No, that was in about the other guy.
Huh? Yeah.
that we do mass mailings of the 4-hour club cards. That's why he hasn't received it yet.
We got you. Groups at a time.
Right.
Okay, thank you. How you feeling?
I feel great.
Good day to you, ma'am.
Bye bye.
Thank you. That's Lisa, everyone.
There she is, Rummy Herndon.
Rummy Herndon.
Has engineering put up that handrail yet?
To steady Lisa?
Yeah, just from here to the producer's room and back.
That's funny, Rob.
It is pretty funny.
That's funny, Rob.
There she goes.
Oh, God. We get to go out with her again tonight.
Yeah.
Take an arm bowling tonight.
She's going to bowl her best game ever.
I think so.
Yeah, probably. Osama bin Laden bought anthrax samples, ironically enough, through the mail. He bought them from shady labs in Asia and Eastern Europe for as little as $10,000, according to some testimony from one of his followers who has confessed to crimes. The White House, which had been pointing a finger at Iraq for the anthrax threat, is now at least publicly pointing the finger instead at bin Laden.
With the middle finger.
Yes, that's a good one.
The F-U finger.
Yeah, but they're doing it like upside down. You know, they're kind of like making it look like an ostrich head.
Yeah, F-U.
Hey, Osama.
F-U, Osama.
Bin Laden. In Washington, which is currently the epicenter of the anthrax attack, health officials met yesterday to work out a plan. They say they've set up a network of locations to be manned by 1,000 people to give antibiotics to tens of thousands of people if the need arises. We'll get an idea about that need toward the end of this week when the tests come back on 36 postal facilities in the D.C. area. Postmaster General says the chances are very slim that anyone would get anthrax through their home or office mail, but he also says there's no guarantee.
And didn't the post office officials kind of F this up?
Yeah.
I mean, big time F this up.
What it was the difference between Capitol Hill, where they immediately went into these preventative measures,
right,
and the Postal Service, which...
waited for two guys to die.
I saw this MOOC interviewed again today, and we're not dealing with... I mean, this guy bugs me. We can't just stop. Oh, yes, you can, if people are going to die.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, Mike, I do need my sporting news.
I understand, Don.
I do need my Maxim.
The Postal Service is...
I got to get my mail.
I know, your mail. They've been putting it off on the Centers for Disease Control, which has admitted that it maybe wasn't as stringent as it should have been on stopping the mail and protecting the postal workers. So they're shifting that blame.
I need my mail.
Mama,
doctors have learned and are still learning a lot about anthrax, including that it is more treatable than they once thought, but they're also finding it seems to spread more easily than expected.
Okay, let's move off anthrax, bud.
Jesus Christ.
Enough with the anthrax.
That's the end of the news. Good night.
Oh, wait, come on. You got nothing else?
I got a little something else, but this is the news.
I got something. Well, now what about this? You read the newspaper?
Yes, I did.
I got Pataki says gambling.
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 Gambling. That's in here.
Gambling is going to help downtown New York.
They're going to bring it here? Well, it's not going to help downtown New York.
Oh, downturn.
Yes.
Excuse me, not downturn,
yeah,
downtown.
But
no, in upstate New York, yeah.
Why upstate? Why don't they put it in Manhattan? Put it on one of those riverboats.
I think a bunch of engines. Is it engines that are buying the land?
I have a story right here if you'd like to hear it.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's something I'd like to hear other than just the anthrax.
Did you see that stack of anthrax stories he had?
How many?
As thick as a phone book. We may finish a little early, but maybe gambling will take people's minds off of things. New York's governor and its state lawmakers have just agreed to the biggest expansion of that pastime in this state's history.
I'll bet you that you still don't get to all those stories.
Well, it could happen.
See, that it was a gambling joke.
That'll include 6 new Indian-run casinos, the Powerball lottery, and video slot machines at some horse tracks. Now, the expansion does not include New York City, even though Mayor Giuliani wanted it to. He knows the city will need the money in the aftermath of the World Trade Center attack. For the state, the gambling expansion could mean another $1 billion a year in the
billions
budget.
Billions and billions.
It's bad news for Donald Trump's casinos in Atlantic City, New Jersey, though, because the plan also includes the placement of a half dozen casinos in New York's Catskills Mountains.
You want to gamble? Open my mail.
Trump didn't want.
You want to gamble? Give Lisa 3 Cosmopolitans and then get in a cab with her.
That's right. As little Ralph Wiggum said on The Simpsons, me flunk English.
That's a funny ad.
The news is not much better for New York City's 8th graders. In spite of the bigger money thrown at the problem in the past few years, only 23% of New York City's 8th graders are hitting the mark in the state's math standards.
Hello, future WNEW listeners.
Fewer than 1 out of 4.
Listeners,
only 1 in 3 can read as well as the state says they should.
And the ad says, me flunk English?
Yes.
That's impossible.
That's right. That's right.
Me flunk English? That's impossible.
If you're speaking to these future listeners, you really should say, attention, future WNEW viewers.
Yes, that's right.
Hello. Hello. YDAs. Young dumbasses.
The situation's actually gotten worse in the last couple of years.
JDAs, junior dumbasses.
The scores of
FDAs, future dumbasses.
Scores of New York City students are about 15% lower than
Dates.
The scores of kids in the rest
D-A-I-Ts.
Of New York.
What's that?
Dumbasses in training.
And now an encouraging word about peace, love, and understanding. In Belfast, the Irish Republican Army has begun doing something it's never done before. Lay down its weapons. It could save the otherwise battered peace process there. Quoting Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams, this can be a huge liberating leap into the future and to persuade others of our genuine intentions.
Hold on there, Buzzy. Hold on a second. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, bueno, Arbusto.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was calling to say, you guys rock, as you all know, but when are you guys heading back to the West Coast anytime soon?
Yeah.
You don't have an answer, Paul.
No, I don't.
Not
I don't
for
know.
A while.
We don't know yet. We don't have any plans immediately to come back to the West Coast.
Would depend on the producer of Yes, Dear.
Does Sacramento count as the West Coast?
Yeah, Rob, stop it with the Sacramento stuff.
Well, let the producer know that beer before liquor, never sicker. Liquor before beer, never fear.
Right, that was for Rummy Herndon.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I am so honored.
Why?
Because you keep bringing up my joke.
What is your joke?
My Helen Keller joke.
Oh, you're the guy that won the contest a couple years ago.
Yeah, over a month ago, and you keep bringing it up.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on.
You brought us a lot of pleasure.
I got to read you something on the instant feedback here. Wait a minute, hold on. All right. I had a whole... Hold on, give me a second. Let me scroll down to it. Okay, Lisa. Everybody's still writing about Lisa being drunk. Lisa. Okay. This comes from Jerry from Fords, New Jersey. God damn, this guy's all over the place with this. What did Helen Keller's parents do to punish her? Rearrange the furniture. What did Helen Keller's parent? What did her parents do to punish her? Left the plunger in the toilet bowl. What did the parents do to punish her? They put saran wrap over the toilet. What did they do to punish her? Put her in a round room and told her there's a penny in the corner. What did they do to punish her? They washed her hands with soap. What did they do to punish her? They gave her bird seed to read. What did they do to punish her? They stomped. What did they do to punish her? They stomped on all of her Braille books with golf shoes.
Oh, God.
Okay. Quote of the day from Helen Keller, calluses.
Oh,
how come Helen Keller can't have kids?
How come?
Because she's dead. Did you hear about Helen Keller's new book?
No.
Around the Block in 80 Days. How did Helen Keller drive herself crazy?
How?
Trying to read a stucco wall. Oh, this one's easy. What's Helen Keller's favorite color?
What?
Corduroy.
Mm-hmm.
Why is all of Helen Keller's face burned?
Why?
She was bobbing for French fries. Why is one of Helen Keller's legs yellow?
Why?
Because her dog is blind, too. Why? How did Helen Keller burn off the left side of her face?
How?
She answered the iron.
Oh. Oh, God. That's a lot of them right there.
Damn, that's good.
Yeah.
Helen Keller equals funny. All right.
I was just going to point out to Mike that you try telling the jokes to people that don't like Helen Keller jokes.
Right.
And you're going to get crickets as a response.
Well, you are. And then you get the people that aren't going to laugh out loud, but are secretly laughing on the internet.
Right.
How did she burn the left side of her face? She answered the iron.
The iron.
That's funny.
Funny.
Sorry, funny. That's funny.
Thank you.
We got a break. Buzz with more anthrax-free news.
Right.
Come on. You can get through it, Buzz.
A little bit.
Come on. Just read page 6 on the air if you have to.
Okay.
Okay, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own. Commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
In 87, Huey released this.
Four.
Their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square. Songs so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul! Ah!
the home of the Glastonbury Golden Boy.
Hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
That tape's almost as funny as the Helen Keller jokes. And we're missing the other side. How did Helen Keller burn the right side of her face?
How?
They called back. And why can't Helen Keller drive?
Why?
She's a woman.
That is, so, you know, these are so old, but I haven't heard them in years.
Down in my gutter balls tonight, our bowling team will be in Linden, New Jersey. We're taking on the Job Squad.
How Linden, New Jersey?
At the Jersey Lanes in Linden, New Jersey at 30 Park Avenue. We take the lane about 8 o'clock. Like to see if you want to come on out and say hi and have a drink with us after the game. We'll be there. Rummy will be right at the bar with the rest of us.
Yeah, belly up to the bar.
And go to DonandMikeFans.com to see pictures of today's Pumpkin Love Show. The pictures that CBS will allow us to put on even an associated website.
We think you'll enjoy them.
Yeah, again, it's CBS. Mm-hmm. It's total BS. But, you know, we were lucky to get the show on the air today, Jesus Christ, because they wanted to cancel it yesterday.
Right on.
And now they got problems with what pictures we put up on the web.
And what happened to the pictures we were supposed to see this week?
Hello, Sonny.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
Hi.
Well, I just wanted to say, when Lisa goes bowling with you tonight,
yes,
just keep an eye on her. Make sure she doesn't get any more drunker, because she might mount one of those pumpkins herself.
All right, thank you.
All right, guys, I got another thing.
What's that, Sonny?
I'm a member of the 4-Hour Club, and I have pledged to listen, and listen I shall.
Thank you. Did you get your card?
Not yet, but let me just say good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Hello, Mike. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, you're on the air.
I got a Helen Keller and Annie Sullivan saying, let's call the whole thing off.
All right, go ahead.
You say tomato, I say, oh, yeah. You say potato, I say,
all right,
it's a bad Helen Keller impression.
You got the idea. Is there such a thing as a good? I mean, is there such a thing as a bad? I mean, the guy. It was like
you have always done, in my opinion, the definitive.
You said
it's a simple one sound.
What?
And you know, when I was in college, I was in the Miracle Worker.
You played Helen Keller.
I played Helen Keller's father, Captain Keller. And before we did the show,
CK Captain
we
Keller,
we spent 1.5 hours just going through every Helen Keller joke so we wouldn't have a problem.
Right.
And still, like during rehearsal and stuff, you'd have them on. You know, it was the ultimate irreverent joke, and that's why everybody laughed.
So right. Your critique of, okay, I heard it the first time, 877-365-3636. Caller 100 right now gets round trip, any airfare anywhere in the contiguous United States from Orbitz.com. Your complaint with the guy's Helen Keller impression.
Well, this is Helen Keller impression. Sounded like a dolphin. You do the definitive, which is when she's the first word in the play that she says, I believe, is water.
Right. Wow.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And you do that every time, and I just think it's the way it should be done.
I thought it's one impression everybody can do, but I guess you're right that guy was doing like
as a matter of fact, we should do that original joke, and you should get the punchline of it. So Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony, put a feather in her cap, and called it
wah.
Thank you, ladies
there
and
you
gentlemen.
Go.
We're here all week.
Always.
Striking, really.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's happened again. A man carrying a loaded gun through security checkpoints at the New Orleans airport boarded a Southwest Airlines flight before turning the weapon over to a flight attendant.
Now, did he do it just to prove that he could get through?
No, you're about to find out. The FBI says the man did not realize he had the Derringer in his briefcase until the 737 had left for Phoenix. The FBI questioned the man in Phoenix, but he was not charged because he had no intent to commit a crime. We interviewed him, we checked his history, and determined it was innocent poor judgment, said the FBI.
So this is a guy, the plane takes off, he looks in his briefcase, he sees he's got the Derringer, right. And he says instead of just keeping it to himself, he might as well turn it over to the authorities.
Turned it over.
This is Sam Huff. Probably the right thing to do.
Yeah,
I guess.
Absolutely.
We don't know why the security agent didn't spot the pistol when it went through the X-ray machine.
How'd they get in there?
This is Sam Huff.
The security worker has been fired in connection with the incident.
Who cut the cheese? This is Sam Huff.
Cut of the cheese is farting.
And finally, you can no longer be arrested for possession of marijuana in England.
Oh. When are you moving?
It's the first relaxation of British drug laws in 30 years. In a surprise...
So is this your last day on the show?
Here's my notice. In a surprise announcement yesterday...
Tally-ho!
Well, this is Burbank from our London Bureau.
Good morning, London!
Surprise announcement yesterday, Britain's Home Secretary said that in order for drug laws to work, they have to be credible, especially with young people.
Order! Order!
So cannabis has been moved from being a Class B drug in England to being a Class C drug.
When you move there, will you wear one of them powdered wigs?
Yes, I will.
Hold up!
The class change puts it into the same category as steroids and antidepressants.
Bone water!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Don't bogart, but join! Bully!
Bully! Bully!
Oh, thank you, Buzz. Sorry, we're out of time. We gotta go. Listen, we really, really want to thank all of the people that came down today for the Pumpkin Love Show. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Next week, as I mentioned, more great Halloween stuff. The Spooktacular, as we do the contest in D.C. for everybody listening on WJFK. Anytime we give away money on this show, it's courtesy of Simply Wireless and Sprint PCS, offering 2,500 clear wireless minutes for just $39.99 a month, through Simply Wireless. Hit their website, please, at simplywireless.com. Pictures of all of today's action on DonAndMikeFans.com, also at WNEW.com. Gutterball's bowling action tonight as we take on the job squad at the Jersey Lanes in Linden, New Jersey. That's at 30 Park Avenue. We will see you there tonight. Right. Hello, John and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Am I caller 100?
Oh, honey, you got to say it. You got to be assertive.
Am I caller 100?
No. Not thick enough. You got to be assertive at the end. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
There you go. Hi. What's your
name? How you doing?
Hey, who are you? How you doing?
I'm all right. This is Tim, the mailman from New Life Fox.
Timmy the mailman. Timmy, you have won round trip anywhere for two. Anywhere in the contiguous.
Contiguous, of course.
United States from Orbitz.com.
Holy cow.
Visit planet Earth via Orbitz.com. That's Orbitz with a Z, the travel site with the most low fares, proudly created by the world's leading airlines.
Wow.
It's a good prize because people should not be afraid to fly and get out and travel.
Right. Right.
In the contiguous United States. Connected.
Connected to each other by a string.
They touch.
Yes.
By a string. All right. Thank you. Thanks for listening, man.
Thank you, Don, my composer, and Bond, and all of you.
Okay. And don't forget Rummy.
And don't forget Rummy, of course.
Lots of love to our great producer, Rummy Herndon. She'll be putting on her amazing drinking display again tonight.
Right.
At the Jersey Lanes. We will see you there.
Make a shot, take a shot.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Right, we also got to thank Johnny a lot because Johnny was on the tarp duty and on the snoop duty today.
He's already got warts on his hands.
Yeah. So that's it. Good show today. See you tomorrow. Rob,
I have food poisoning.
Please throw your hat in the air. Yeah, that's how Lisa started today. She has food poisoning. And then meanwhile, she ate like 20 plates of food today. Throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might just make it after all. Come on in, Rummy. What are you doing?
Okay,
look at, she got real bounce in her step now.
Oh, yeah.
Coming back in. Feeling better, huh?
Yeah, I found out where there's a McDonald's 2 blocks away.
All right. Jesus Christ. We will see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swimming.